Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Derek.
Oh, hey, Kay.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good.
Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year, yes.
It's 2014. Finally.
Finally.
So what are we going to talk about today on the show?
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to recap, hopefully by the time the weird news rolls around, we'll talk a little bit about the headlines in 2013.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about what happened in Taiwan again this year for New Year's.
Okay. Interesting. I need some weird news topics, don't I?
Can you make something up?
I'll make something up. Let's see here. Oh, that's right. There's a bunch of people that are pretending to be police officers, and those people got arrested.
Okay.
Hopefully that'll be in the weird news.
All right. The entirety of the hot topics, things we stuck in our rectums last year.
Uh-oh.
Things we did to our penises last year. And things we did to our vaginas, all in 2013, all coming up on the Hot Topics.
Oh, good times.
And there's your vagina.
Wow. So we've got a Florida man that steals Christmas presents from a neighbor's home and hid them under an avocado tree.
An avocado? I wish I had an avocado tree.
Right. I guess that's
jealous.
Only in Florida, probably.
I'm wicked jelly.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And finally.
Finally.
The game of the month returns.
Oh, boy.
It's the Bowl of Words.
The Bowl of Words
yes.
again? Oh, okay. Good,
yes.
Good times.
Good times.
Oh, I don't have this thing. I don't have this thing queued up.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Okay, we're okay.
Okay. Hey, is that ready to go? Oh, you got to press play. I think that's the thing.
Oh, I got to press stop and
yeah.
then play. Okay.
Oh, stop and then play?
I'm ready now.
The most professional, unprofessional show on the internet today, the Derek and Kay Show.
Oh, I got to unmute it, though.
Oh, okay. That helps, too. There we go.
This
All right.
is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hello.
This is fun.
Who's the cat?
I think it's
Jack. No, okay.
Come on, get him for real.
Look at the cat is about to jump off the counter for the jalapeno.
Put it in your mouth.
Well, I don't like it in my mouth.
Lemon.
Johnny J on the Derek and Kay Show, kicking it old school with the beautiful, beautiful Kay and the lovely Derek.
It's party time.
Hey, yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show.
Hello.
We are broadcasting live from Boston. Today is January 1st, 2014. Happy
Hooray!
New Year.
Happy New Year to all of our listeners.
This is episode 148, I believe.
Yes.
Very
you're
good.
Absolutely correct.
And we are over 250,000 listens and growing.
Holy f***.
And we are, of course, the most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today.
Sometimes.
And
sometimes.
I am Derek.
I'm Derek Kalish.
And right over there is Kay.
Kay Patterson.
And I am Helioptile.
Let's see what that is. That's some kind of reptile. It must be like a lizard.
Yeah, kinda.
All right, that's good enough, right?
It's this freaky, like, black and yellow. It looks a little bit like Pikachu, like had
freaky.
A diet, and it's electric Pokemon, but it's like. It's weird looking. It's got ears like that go down. It looks like a bunny, but then on the back, it's like a you know the lizard that stands up and runs with a thing around its neck. You know what I'm talking about?
The lizard.
You know you've seen it. It's like the lizard stands up on 2 feet and it runs.
Okay.
And it's like running around with its mouth open. It's kind of like that.
Okay.
But it's a Pokemon.
Pokemon.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, you can keep up with the Derek and Kay Show many ways. You can email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Visit our website, dkradioshow.com, for show extras and highlights. Follow us on our Twitter handle at DK Radio Show. Like us on Facebook by visiting facebook.com/DK Radio. Follow us on Vine. And lastly, give us a call and chime in at 661-467-2416. You never know the answer to questions unless you ask. So call in and ask us a question. Cha-cha-cha.
Cha-cha-cha.
Yes.
I thought that was pretty good.
Very good. That was, yeah, nailed it right there.
Yeah.
What's wrong with the chat room thing here? Is this, am I missing? Oh, it's down here again.
What?
Oh, that happens sometimes.
What do you mean?
It's on the wrong spot.
Well, I can tell you with utmost certainty that there is no one in the
Nubbins,
chat room.
Nubbins. Oh.
Yeah. It's very quiet there. So that's
right.
The New Year's Eve.
Well, New Year's Day.
New Year's Day.
Actually is what it is.
Oh, did you need to get on the mic? Oh, we should introduce our
Let's
guests.
Let's introduce our guests.
They're a little wacky, and they're kind of loud, actually.
Wacky and zany. Okay, I'll let you do the honors.
All
starting
right.
From your right.
Starting from my right is the very fabulous and looks like chocolate candy eating Eve.
Lemon.
Hello.
Joining us back on the show. How? Don't eat so many of those Hershey's Kisses today. You're gonna get a bellyache.
I think he wants me to play this.
And to Eve's right.
Kiss, Kay?
Of course I do.
Oh my God. You
Thanks.
Guys.
This is the running gag all week. No, it's not as cute as you would think. It really isn't. Because when I drove back from Washington D.C.,
uh-huh.
He said he wanted to give me a kiss, and he gave me a Hershey's kiss instead.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Just throw it at her. Just throw it. Bam.
I mean, it's good, but you know, the other thing is good too. Anyway.
Okay.
To James is right. To East right is. Returning to the show, James Dargan, everybody.
James Dargan.
Welcome back.
Right. I have the creepiest intro ever.
No, it's pretty good. Well, what would
oh
you?
Oh my God.
Would you prefer this?
Put it in your mouth.
Oh yes. Oh wait.
I
need to let in the most fabulous guest. One second. Oh
wow. Oh, our guest is here.
Pretty good timing.
We got the cat is about to jump off the counter. For these jalapenos.
Okay.
Can someone hand me a
here.
York peppermint patty?
All right. Let's get that going.
Yeah.
Put it in your mouth. Put it in your mouth. Get it all up in there.
Is the slogan for York peppermint patty taste the sensation? Is that what it is?
I don't.
It's a little creepy, the slogan for this. Yeah.
Taste the sensation.
Right?
In your mouth. Well, I don't like it in my mouth.
You know what?
Oh, my goodness.
I was going to respond to that, but
you
maybe
just
not.
Play
probably
both
not.
Both of those together, like the James and. The...
No, he does.
Know, right?
He does.
That's amazing.
He does.
Yeah,
he does it.
Well, I don't like it in my mouth.
He does that on purpose.
It's nice.
He's done it. It's at least happened like two or three times before.
Highly intentional.
In the beginning of the show. Right?
Yeah, I think I did it today, but it's kind of quiet. The James part is kind of quiet.
Put it in your mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but it's good.
Put it in your mouth.
You know I'm a quiet person. That's why.
James is so quiet.
Except for last night.
Especially at the beginning of the show.
What about
Look. Look. I know where you live, Kay.
Which
what about
show
Kay's
is...
interesting
oh
comment?
My God.
What was that?
Oh, my God.
What? What are you talking about?
I forgot how the first part of that goes. It's like Kay goes, interesting.
Interesting? Is it the one where it's Melissa Moore and she's talking about, do you have that Melissa Moore clip?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Right over here.
He's kind of being f***ed by the woman in his mouth.
Interesting. we love playing that clip.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We have another guest who just actually just came in the door.
Who just arrived. Here she is.
Is it Santa?
Look, it's a cat.
It's not Santa.
Jump off the counter for these jalapenos.
It's Sarah, and she looks very finished and fabulous.
I know, quite professional.
Yes.
Hi, Sarah.
Hello, Happy New Year.
Welcome
happy
back to
New
the show.
Year.
Derek, I have a little something for you.
What? You're giving me all kinds of stuff.
What's with the multiple gifts?
Ooh,
it's a candle.
That one.
Oh, may God. The peace and joy of the holiday be yours.
That's the name of the scent?
That's long.
That is really nice.
That's a paragraph.
Let me take a whiff of that.
Heritage Pine.
Let me sniff your candle, Derek.
Yeah, you want to smell my candle?
I want to smell your candle.
Let me sniff your wick. What?
Oh,
hey, yo.
Entirely unnecessary.
Sniff your wick.
I know, right? You don't even know.
Yeah,
you don't even
really know. It's good stuff.
Oh, we might need the dashboard up on one of these screens.
I'm trying to get
very fresh
that going.
Wick. That's delightful.
Yeah.
There's right? The wick's being passed around.
So, oh, we're all taking a whiff of Derek's
nice.
Wick.
Derek, let's burn that.
Oh, Heritage
You
want to
burn that? You want to get that going right now?
Well, hey, we
get
the pine get the holiday
hey,
thing
Derek.
Going.
I got holiday candles.
Derek.
Oh, okay.
I think we have a nasty tongue twister in the making.
Happy holiday.
Oh, Jesus.
And the merry bells keep ringing.
Oh,
happy holidays to you.
Oh, my God, you guys. Too perfect. Derek, we have the making of a really dirty limerick.
Whoa, what happened to this York peppermint pie? It looks like someone, crushed it and then gave it to me.
Whoops. I handed it to Eve and he crushed it.
You crushed it.
In his grip.
That was the way that it was?
Grip.
I'll eat the crushed peppermint patty. It's okay. It's probably the same as a regular.
Try to say this 5 times fast. Take a whiff of Derek's wick without saying something dirty.
Are you sure you don't want another one?
I'll eat this one.
Mmm.
It's kind of wet.
It's, oh, Jesus.
Eve just said that my peppermint patty looked kind of wet.
It looks a little moist.
I think
true.
It's just. I think it's
a little
just.
Nasty.
I think it's just
nasty.
Greasy. I think that's really all that's wrong with it.
So bad.
Anyway, how was everyone's New Year's Eve exciting party time?
Start with this one.
Well, we all know. Four of us in the room know. Knew
oh,
we were together.
Must, that must have been a fun
what are you
night.
Talking about?
Oh my! That must have been a fun night.
You know,
ooh, boy.
Yeah.
It started coming out of my mouth, and I didn't really know where to go with it.
Oh, right.
So
put
four of us were together.
I put
so
it
we know
oh.
how our
with
years
Rod,
right. with Rod,
with Rodney,
with Rodney,
thank you.
And
Watson. And
Watson
hey. The dog.
Watson.
Watson dog is Derek.
Watson.
The Watts dog.
Watson.
Wait, but we also call him Watsano Lozano.
Oh,
wow.
Jesus.
Wow. Watsano Lozano.
You guys are crazy.
Rod Lozano, Watsano Lozano.
Oh,
is that his Spanish name? A Spanish name?
I don't know. Yeah, one of his cousins said, why don't you call him Watsano?
What?
And you were like, yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I like that.
Sure. Sure.
It works.
So, James, what were you doing yesterday?
Oh, boy.
Last night.
Dun, dun, dun.
So first I went to a concert, and then I sang a concert, and then I went to a bar to drink, and then I went to another party to drink, and then I went to another party to drink, and then I drove all over creation, and then I drove back to the party and finished drinking everything else.
Wow.
You might wake
wow,
up on the couch with
popular
your pants down.
Man.
And I actually did wake up on my couch with my pants down.
You did?
And that's fine, because I was taking them off anyway, but I fell asleep around 4, and I didn't quite finish the job. And
your pants were down?
You might
yeah,
make up on a couch with
like
your pants down.
So that's
yeah,
legit. You might make up fine. On a pants with on a pants. You make up on
I
a
mean,
couch with your pants
there's
down.
There's two ways to do it. Like either you wake up on a couch with your pants down and somebody has done that for you, or you wake up on a couch with your pants down because you fell asleep before you finished getting them off.
But do you remember that part?
I
wow.
do indeed remember that part
okay.
because despite my attempts to get crazy drunk, I mixed everything, y'all. It was crazy. It was like mulled wine and
wow.
champagne. I had a bottle of
mulled
champagne.
Wine
I had a bottle of champagne.
Champagne
though.
Is that will mess you up. That's like the devil's
liquor.
I had
my own bottle of champagne. Oh God. Yeah, it was cool.
So I ate a lot of very decadent things last night and drank a lot. And
oh,
yeah. let's just say this morning was all about
roughed up.
Oh,
no,
a little slow going.
No.
No, no, not. Stomach was very roughed
oh,
up.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah
belly
okay.
issues.
Yeah. I had huge
I
stomach issues
oh.
this morning.
Was it,
wow.
was it hurty,
wow.
hurty tummy?
Wow.
It was more purge from the other
oh,
end.
No.
Oh, hey, yo.
That's bad time.
Okay,
now. Yeah.
Okay.
What are you going to do?
Well, I guess.
You and I have very sensitive stomachs.
Yes, which is why nothing goes in.
Wow.
I got to work on that.
Yeah.
Wow,
but, well, that's when you know. That's
oh, look at the Google 2014 with their little, hey, now.
And, yeah. now the 3.
13 got,
the
a 3
Google
got out
doodle.
Of the way.
And
yeah.
now the 3 is like, wah, wah, wah.
That's when you know when the night was good, when you have the trouble the next morning. It was good.
Yeah.
But you're looking fabulous, though.
Oh, really?
Despite any incidents that happened this morning.
Thank you. I can't wait to wear contacts again, but it's all good.
No, I like the glasses.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah, glasses are good, right?
Yeah, glasses are fun.
I like them.
Rocking the glasses.
I forgot my glasses.
Rocking the glasses.
You usually got them on, but
well, I only really need them for distance.
Look how beautiful you are, though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. You're so sweet.
You are.
I put some makeup on today.
You're such a beauty.
Jesus
thank
Christ,
you.
Kate.
I tried. I put a little bit of effort today because I'm meeting people I haven't met before.
Oh my God.
So that's the criteria.
Let's tell our listeners about the one time you did these twist things to your hair.
Oh, it's been twice already, at least.
Three times. My God, it looked so amazing. I'm waiting for you to do it for me.
Super high maintenance.
I don't care. I want to see it again.
You're so gorgeous.
Eve has no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, so you need to
like
do it for Eve.
Like
it looked on.
It's
you know
great.
What I'm talking about?
It's
those
so
gorgeous.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it looks
so beautiful.
I did it for the Cirque du Soleil Ensemble concert.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're going to do
it
again.
It was really high maintenance.
It looks like royalty. I didn't expect to feel
this
good today.
Oh, wait.
Oh, really?
Are you going to Lorna Jane?
I want to.
You're going, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so that's when you're going to do it.
Oh, my God. Oh, maybe.
It's stressed to the nines.
Is it?
We're supposed to wear gowns and tuxes.
What? Okay, all right, cool.
I don't know anything about
friend of theirs, I think, yeah.
Very close
a party.
For her 40th.
Is it on? It's on the 1st, right?
Yeah, and they're like putting the kind of money into it you'd put into a wedding.
She's got to send us an invite because
they did an invite thing. I think they're putting all the money into the event itself, the music,
whatever.
But Rod's like, well, I might have to buy a tux. And I'm like, what about the one from the wedding? And I don't know.
Yeah, he does need to buy one. Come on.
Wow.
Now. Yeah.
Anyway, so it's January 1st. Does anybody have any New Year's resolutions they'd like to share?
Oh, I
can't tell you
these
those.
Are always kind of silly.
I can't
like,
tell you.
Just decide to do something. Don't wait for
exactly,
a calendar
right?
Day. Yeah.
It's a Wednesday.
A lot of people don't keep up with them.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. I saw a funny thing on Facebook about that is it's a gym that stays a gym for two weeks and then after 2 weeks it turns into a bar.
Oh, that's
what
like,
people
awesome.
Go.
I saw another like like little gif with like it was like gym in December and it had like no one in it. It was like gym in January. It was all like jam packed.
Hey, I've been going just about every week for the last 2 years. So
I have not
got that going for me.
I have not.
Yeah.
Derek has quite the arms there.
Oh,
yeah,
thank, he's
building them up.
Thank you. Yeah, bulking up.
And so James does too, though.
Oh yeah, James. James is working.
I don't know about
kettlebell.
I don't know about Eve because he's usually in long sleeves, but
Eve has nice arms too.
Yeah.
It's important.
No. Yeah, we've got the biceps going on, guys. Yeah.
Thanks.
He's quiet.
You go to the gym.
You should. Oh, you canceled your gym membership, right?
Yeah, that was my resolution.
That's good. Yeah, that works too.
We should just all feel each other up right now and just feel the biceps. Everybody should feel.
I don't think that you would be impressed with what was going on over here.
James, what gym do you go to? Because maybe that's cheaper.
Very cheap.
Working.
Very cheap. That's why I don't go to a gym.
The gym of the outside.
I've got my own kettlebells. I've got like my own kettlebell, and then I've got like then I just push ups.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. I do like weird, crazy yoga calisthenic things I learned from my uncle. Like, you know, you sit on the floor and then you hold yourself up by a hand and do like an iron cross and stuff.
Oh, wow.
It's good stuff. But no gym.
I should take a class with you then.
Dude, the class would be running around like a maniac, eating donuts, and then chasing a dog for about half an hour. Like, you know, that's my life.
And tennis.
Awesome. That's my life right now.
And
well, yeah,
tennis
when we get to.
When the weather's good, yeah.
When the weather's nice.
And once a
wait
week
a minute.
Indoors,
whose dog
once
are you chasing?
Indoors. So I've got a really, the people that I'm staying with until I move to my new place.
When is that, by the way?
January 8th.
Nice.
So excited.
Oh, that's very soon. That's next week, isn't it?
So excited. Oh,
love it.
Is this your own place?
This is my own place. I mean, it's I've got the second floor of a house. It's like my other place, except
that's amazing.
Not as creepy.
It's just you? Where are you going?
No. I mean, it's we have three people, so we each have a different floor. So
that's awesome.
It's a house right. It's on Cherry Street, which is right next to the Porter Square Cleaners, right behind Shaw's.
Oh, I like that.
So it's right there. So it's even closer to the T than my old place, which was 4 minutes away from the T.
That's amazing.
It's pretty sweet. Yeah, I've got the sunset room.
Congratulations!
Yay!
For getting out of a bad situation.
Oh my God!
Congratulations!
I keep meaning to go back and like clear out whatever I left, but I'm just like, I'm not gonna. I don't care.
Who cares?
I don't. Not me. Not this guy. Who's got two thumbs and doesn't care.
Okay.
Well, no. Will's still there. Who knows?
We're just outing him.
Oh, nobody knows who Will is. It could be any one of the thousands of Wills in the world.
Yeah.
My buddy Will from New Zealand.
Oh,
right.
Awesome.
Right.
Yeah.
That's where all the prank callers come from.
Right.
Yeah.
Because Kiwis are effed up. That's what it is.
They are.
Everything goes backwards down there.
Dirk Diggler.
That, he's from England, isn't he?
Oh, that guy's from England?
You can't get people mess up from, like,
random
New Zealand
UK
and Australia
folk.
And England all the time.
It's all the same to me. This guy...
Okay, just as long as you know
but
the huge Jackman in
Australia. Horseradish, completely mixed up, washed up, and
yeah,
a paste.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, really, wow. I'm telling you, boys and girls, it will fix any skin problem.
Wow. What the hell happened that day? Like, we were just talking... We weren't even talking about that, and he called up,
yeah,
and he
it was
said
a
blank
call.
The honey and horseradish...
Yeah,
or
skin
I remember that.
Solution.
Ooh.
Like, what the hell was going on? I don't.
So random.
It was very random.
Very, very random.
Vomit recipe.
Does anyone? Well, you're supposed to put it on your skin.
Yeah,
you're supposed to ingest it.
Yeah,
you
so.
Know I'd eat that chub. Come on, put it on your mouth. It breaks. What he said.
Wait, horseradish and honey?
Yeah, I remember that. You were there.
That's yeah, awkward. I know.
Yeah,
but, like, can you imagine eating that together?
It would be horrible.
Hangover cure.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
Is everyone ready to hear about the what to celebrate this month?
Oh, yes. This is exciting because it's a new month.
It is a new month.
It's
this
a new
January.
Year.
Welcome to January.
Yeah, it's New Year's.
Yay! This first one I really don't understand. Loud. Well, I kind of understand, but... I don't know. I think it's kind of a little silly. National Bath Safety Month.
Oh, what is it? How many accidents happen in the home?
Is that where people... Oh, that's right. The bathroom is like the most dangerous room in the house, isn't it?
Slip and fall hell right there.
Slipping.
You know what?
Slipping and
sliding. I can't laugh because
exactly.
I actually have almost fallen in the bath a few times.
Yes.
And I remember
oh, God.
When I had that ankle injury, for a while I was taking baths, like kind of like a flamingo, like with one leg up.
Oh,
a little,
yeah.
Yeah. Or a shower, you know, it was
that can be dangerous.
Very
flamingo
precarious,
carries.
Yeah. It's National Blood Donor Month.
Ooh, good thing I'm giving plasma later on in the month.
They don't want mine.
Oh.
Because I lived in Germany in the 80s.
Mutant.
National Braille Literacy Month.
Interesting.
Oh. Excuse me, Peach.
Wow. I was like,
so
that's not
rude.
Very nice to Braille meters. What the dude?
Did I win?
Oh, my God. I feel like I'm in the movie Mean Girls.
Pretty good, right?
Look at you.
Scary. She's actually frightening.
What the deuce?
Nice.
Eve, save me. Save me. Take me with you.
This is fun.
What the deuce?
Pretty
oh
spot
my
on.
God.
Oh, this feels so good.
I need a drink.
Ride me.
I need
ride
a drink.
Me hard.
What? Say what now?
This is my bath. Lift up my skirt.
What? Wait a second.
Don't
what?
Stop.
What's happening?
Ooh,
what is happening?
That. You
oh,
know
what?
La, 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 la. Touch my hot spot.
What?
You know you love the
what?
Crowd.
Are you serious?
I like when you do that to
oh,
my
dude.
Ear.
I'll show you a Cleo.
Oh, Jesus.
It's so wet.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
What the
oh,
hell?
No.
It's
what just
so
happened?
It's so long in your pipe.
What?
Oh, no.
And y'all say I'm raunchy. What was this?
Ladies and gentlemen, peach porn from exclusively on the Derek and Kay Show.
Oh, that's why it's
a production. Talk about the eel in the cave.
Wow.
Holy shit, come
on. All right. Getting back into the thing. Can I get a pipe down, please? Thank you. It's National Hobby Month.
Ooh. Oh, every...
Do everything.
Wow.
I'm going to knit.
Do everything.
I'm going to paint.
Have a
I'm
hobby.
I'm going to scrapbook. I'm going to go golfing.
You can do it all at once, actually.
Remember our guest on Sunday? He was looking for a hobby, and he found one.
Say what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's an interesting hobby.
Hello.
It's hot tea month.
Hot tea.
Hot tea.
What the? Wow, that was awesome.
National Oatmeal Month.
Wait a minute. Hot tea month should be a big deal for you, Kay.
It's not, though. Well, but I love hot tea.
I know. So what kind of tea are you going to drink for hot tea month?
Earl Grey, baby.
I've never been so excited, well, except for the time that I saw you walking into town and I went, but I mean, really, who can top that?
I love the Earl Grey tea from AdagioTea.com, which, who are not paying me. Thank
you.
National.
But they could be.
They could be.
Hear that?
You too could be a sponsor on the most professional unprofessional show on the internet today, the Derek and Kay Show.
The most professional unprofessional radio show on the internet today, the Derek and Kay Show.
Rates negotiable.
Wow.
What other month is it?
It's National Oatmeal Month.
It's just January, isn't it?
Oatmeal.
Oatmeal.
It's just January.
Yummy.
Dear God.
Oatmeal. Who likes to eat oatmeal?
I do.
I like it.
I like
oatmeal.
Well,
of course we do. It's binding.
Okay.
I don't really need it to be binding. I just use the
bondage?
Protein and the carbohydrate. And... lastly, it's National Soup Month. Yay!
All right, let's go. Let's go around. What's everyone's favorite?
What's everyone's favorite? That's what you said.
Soup. Okay.
Ooh. Oh, I start.
Yeah, you start. Favorite soup.
Favorite soup. Well, I mean,
no pressure at all.
Seriously. I do. I like chili, man. Chili.
Oh, chili's good.
Chili's good. Chili always wins. Eve.
No, tea, oatmeal, and soup. You could have a real meal.
Yeah, you could.
That's a meal in a bowl.
You like oatmeal?
I have to say, I like oatmeal with tea.
Wow.
I like Kay's kale soup.
Oh,
hey. Kale
soup.
Right,
the Portuguese soup.
Oh, wait, man. You do that with the Portuguese sausage. Kale, white beans, a little parm on top.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's
good.
Okay.
Do that. Yummy.
Yummy.
What the?
James.
Favorite James. Soup.
Gumbo.
Hands down. I like some gumbo.
Done. Right?
Sarah.
Right? Yeah.
Maybe hot and sour.
Oh, I like hot and sour, too.
Thing.
Tasty.
You're multicultural over there.
I also like homemade borscht, which is my grandma's.
Borscht, yeah, baby. All right, now.
Those are very special.
You put the sour cream, like, drop a sour cream in there?
No, this is a different kind, honey bunny.
Oh, yeah?
Zurek polski, which is very good.
Because borscht is this beet soup.
That's one version.
Yeah, like
of a Russian
like
version.
Like
different.
It's a beet. It's a beet soup?
I see. Yeah, it's beet.
That's
no, we
good,
beat you.
That's also the name of a good ska band around here.
Beat Soup.
Soup. Yeah.
Love those guys.
Derek Kalish.
Yes, thank you.
Derek Kalish.
Favorite soup.
I'm going to go, you know, I was thinking split pea, but I really enjoy a butternut squash.
Oh, yeah, that
pea.
Is also
yeah,
that
is
I like
really
split
good.
Pea,
yeah. I like split pea, though, yeah.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
I actually
fluff, right?
do enjoy a good butternut squash, and I like to put curry powder in my butternut squash and make a little
holy
curry.
Holy shit, come on!
You are...
Wow, do you make it?
Nasty, yeah, I make it.
Oh,
awesome. Sarah has experience with soundboard.
Are you excited? Are you excited to eat it?
Yes, I'm excited as that dolphin.
Getting all up in that.
Excited as that dolphin. Remember when we talked about Wet Goddess?
Oh yes, yes.
You know what?
Wait.
What?
Whoa.
Remember what was that lady's name from the earthquake?
Wasn't it
video?
Oh, that. We had her on the show.
Yeah.
She called in. She was amazing.
She was amazing. We need to get
what's
her back
her name?
On. I forget.
She was so much fun. Oh, yeah. She wanted to know where she could get a book about the dolphin.
It was her friend.
Oh, it was her friend that called in. But she was equally as wacky. Yeah.
I wonder if I can find that again.
You're going to look that up?
Yeah. I'm going to look it up on Oh, my God. You know, you would think I would be getting it together and I'd be all set. Oh, I'm going to look it up on YouTube.com.
Okay, that sounds good.
Talk amongst yourself.
Huh, okay. How are those pretzels, by the way? The mint-covered.
Oh, I'm not even touching them.
No one.
That looks like hemorrhoids right there. Sorry. That was for free. You're welcome.
Oh.
Yeah, you're welcome. You'll find the whole world.
Yeah, don't worry. I'll read you some product reviews. It'll make you way more grossed out than that.
Is that going to be on the show?
Yeah. It's kind of a hot topic, weird news thing.
Okay.
It's strange.
Hot topic.
Really odd.
You got it ready to go? Because I don't got nothing.
Basically, James.
Yeah, right.
James is weird hot news. How about that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It is weirdly hot, actually. So.
Oh, this is just part two of the earthquake reaction.
It's a product. Oh, wait. Earthquake? What?
Okay. This here is serious. We're all trying to get through on our cell phones, and nobody can. I'm trying to call James. Nina's trying to call Dirk. My mom's trying to call my dad. Paula just called Linda, and nobody. Oh, God, they got the following something on TV.
Lord,
oh, hello.
Something has happened.
Where is it?
I told you we have
an earthquake. We have an earthquake.
Oh,
my God.
Wow.
Nina, you felt it. We had an earthquake.
I'm shaking.
Oh, my God.
Lord,
oh, God. So wait, is any water coming?
What in the? Where is this?
Oh, the very lake.
Hoodville.
Nina, we had an earthquake.
Oh, my God.
This is the last of me.
A
little later on, I'll tell you.
Shakespearean up in there.
God.
Mama Ricks. We had her on our show.
Mama Ricks, that's right. Nice.
Yeah. That video went viral in 2011, and she called our show.
Jesus.
Wow.
She was really holding on to her 5 minutes of fame.
I guess so.
It was very entertaining.
That was very frightening. When was that?
It's 2011.
That was a while
2011?
Ago.
Okay.
That was that earthquake that we felt here.
Yeah.
Oh,
oh God, that was
right.
Crazy.
The building was swaying.
And I was like, why is that house swaying?
This is the East Coast. It's not supposed to happen.
Yeah. No, totally. All right. Mm-hmm. Do you think it's time to take a break?
I think it probably is.
Yeah. I need to get a drink.
All right. We'll take a break. And after the break, what's happening?
I think James is going to enlighten us with some weird news.
Weird hot news.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Weird hot news.
Okay.
James's weird hot news.
Woo-hoo. He's got his own segment. That's good.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, after we come back.
Because I got nothing crazy. Right now.
Oh, you don't?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, I'll get something. I'll get it together.
I mean, I can do the hot topics if you want, but it's James's hot weird news after the break.
Yeah, good times. All right.
Okay, sure.
Stay tuned.
So the world is on your shoulders. Stress. Something genetic inside you wants to kill things and then mate with them. Hi, I'm Jeremy St. Ives. Maybe you know me from the men's room with Baz and Jeremy. I'm going to show all you men out there a calmer, more loving path. At Male Aromatherapy Incorporated, we have the scent that will help men relax and travel to their childhood. Inhale deep. And revisit that first summer romance under the bleachers with a cheerleader. Or in a tent with your scoutmaster. Mix and match scents such as chamomile shower, jasmine, Spanish donkey, college pansy, tea tree tea bag, unspoken gay longing, mother's love, your aunt's breast, and much, much more. Male Aromatherapy Incorporated. Inhale, exhale, repeat.
This is The Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, The Derek and Kay Show. Hey, it is Derek and Kay Show, and we are back on this New Year's Day, and we're joined in studio with, of course, Kay and Eve and James and Sarah.
And
hello.
I just want to say we have officially started drinking, so who knows what's
yeah.
going to happen.
Did someone steal my drink?
Derek,
what happened there?
Did Kay I steal your drink?
Drink?
Oh,
Kay stole
what?
Your drink.
Mm-hmm. It was her.
Okay, it's okay. I'll make another one.
I thought it was for me.
It was her.
Oh, you gave it to me. So
the New Year started off perfectly.
I do love these glasses there.
I know, right? Thank you.
Sorry, I guess I stole your drink, buddy.
Hey, Kay.
Yes.
It's a great New Year. I've already tricked you once.
Yes. I know. I'm easy to trick.
Baritone flooding. Baritone.
Oh, Derek, wah. This is beautiful. Where'd you get this?
I know, right?
It's oh, crazy. The tray?
Yeah.
Yeah, where did the tray come from?
Like the glassware and... And the tray is from Mark.
It seems like a West Elm kind of thing.
Exactly.
It might be,
yeah. That's what the tray is
West
like.
Elm-y.
Really
yeah.
beautiful. I love mm-hmm. it. Mm-hmm. That's so.
I like a good tray. Derek, you need to make your drink while we talk about the hot weird news.
Yeah, I probably do. There's no, right. oh, there's no more plugs.
No.
Okay, stand up for a minute. Let's talk about your blouse.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I don't want the smarties.
Do a turn.
My blouse?
Do a
you
turn.
Want? You want to look at it?
Give us a little
it's
bit of a turn.
Quite. Oh my goodness.
Oh,
that
is lovely.
Is beautiful.
Wow, drapey.
It's got some oil on it. It's
drapey
bad.
And gorgeous. Oh, and a little sits in the
it's
back.
Okay, I gotta
oh.
clean it up.
All right, how about
oh,
me and my new jeans that are a size
oh, hello.
Smaller?
Oh, hello.
Wow.
Booty. Booty. Booty.
I assume
booty.
That means you're a size smaller.
I am a size smaller, but I don't know,
jeans.
Man. I went a little nuts during the holidays. Who doesn't?
You bought
well, of course.
Clothes.
Of course. No, oh, no, no. I mean eating-wise.
Oh, eating.
Please.
I did not.
Can I just talk about pierogi night for a little bit?
Mm.
What's that? What happened? Where was that?
Sounds like heaven.
That
he had
was
those two.
On December 27th. My mom hosted, like, the Polish meal. A lot of family came over. And,
You're well, Polish?
Oh, stop it. Stop it.
Okay, just let Jesus me tell you about
Christ.
These cheese pierogies, right? Farmer's cheese.
Sounds good.
Homemade with Ritz cracker topping with butter.
Wow, Ritz cracker topping. That almost sounds like double
isn't
the butter.
Hey, it's
Ritz
so
are
amazing.
Very buttery.
I know. Well, think about this amazing like cheese blintz type thing, and then they have like the crackled Ritz cracker thing on top that's kind
who
of buttery.
This?
My mom, you know, got them from this woman who makes them really special. Then we had those. We had cabbage pierogies to die for.
Yum.
We had kapusta and kielbasa, rye bread, mustard. Just amazing.
Oh, my God.
It was unbelievable.
I like
that's so good.
Meat with mustard.
Oh, my God. Yeah, right? Oh, my God.
But I like
Poles know how to do it, though. Poles know how to do it.
Rye bread with like kielbasa or just fresh sliced ham, Goulden's mustard,
yes.
or plain mustard. Yeah, man.
We have just enough Polish in my family to have the pierogies, and we have some good lamb. But like, man, so great.
I love lamb, by the
way. I gorged
myself.
Me too.
Lamb, it seems kind of mean because it's like
all.
You know, but it's so delicious.
That's why it's there.
It's amazing.
And it's actually really good for you.
It's so tender. Great, right? I made braised lamb last
Eat
week for
one.
Dinner.
Uh-huh.
No
good.
Kidding.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
uh-huh.
I made it for Eve too.
Mm.
But it took a long time.
Well, you know, I've never.
Hello.
I've never enjoyed that before because I'm a lifelong vegetarian.
Oh yay!
Oh you.
Thank you.
Got it in.
You weird people.
But that was a little late. That's 38 Ooh. Minutes into the show.
Well,
are you feeling
matter when it happens.
I guess it's matter when it happens.
Every show, huh?
Yeah.
I wonder if there's a show
Every
I didn't happen.
Single.
There's probably one or two, maybe.
It's really solid though.
I gotta start listening again from the beginning and really pay attention.
Yeah, it could be.
That's a long way to go.
That's what she said.
No. Hello.
Wait a minute.
It's 148 episodes.
I'm jumping
she
in.
Says a lot of
yes, jump in.
Oh, Sarah's cutting in.
Oh, yeah. Boy. Sarah's cutting in.
Because we're so orderly up until
look
now.
Look, the cat is about to jump off the counter for these jalapenos.
Go ahead.
Oh, man.
Awesome.
Yeah. I like blood sausage, too. It's called Kishka. Very, very good. And I'll tell you, when we were down in Texas recently...
Is it made with hemoglobin?
Who knows? My father-in-law made cow's tongue, and I really was am I going to eat this? But you have it with corn tortilla, a little pico de gallo, and salt.
That's great. It's lengua, right? Is it lengua?
Yeah, it's phenomenal.
Oh, it's so good.
It was so good. It's a very acquired
taste.
It's
so good.
James is with me on this one.
What's the texture like?
Because
tongue's a pretty tough muscle.
It's delicious.
It's definitely an acquired taste. I mean,
liver? Because liver is also gross, by the way.
I love liver and onions.
I love liver, though.
Do
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
Liver and onions, old school, with rye bread and a cup of tea.
I can't appreciate
it. With the gravy, because the gravy is great.
I think gravy on anything is good, right?
I think this man is with me on the...
We grew up eating all the parts.
Yeah, I think so.
I grew up eating only the parts that everyone else ate.
Oh, you.
Not the necks.
The regular parts?
Be a trailblazer.
We were talking about pig feet and chitterlings the other day,
yes.
And I grossed out.
What is that?
I love how you pronounce all of that, by the way.
Chitterlings?
Well, I would say chitlins, but I would...
It's chitlins.
I know it's chitlins, but it's chitterlings. Also
chitterlings.
Disgusting. They smell like
cool
ass when they're cooking.
Cool whip.
What about
chitterlings?
Why are you shaking?
All right, let's admit who's had rabbit here.
Yes
I love
Woo!
Rabbit.
Delicious.
Sorry,
bunnies are
it's
delicious.
It's very, very good.
It's I feel bad about eating it because rabbits are so cute. But
who's had venison?
I've had it.
I've tried it. Tried
I don't
it.
Really
yep.
care for that.
I don't like it either. I think it's a little.
Not my
I like
face.
Buffalo and ostrich.
Buffalo.
You like buffalo?
You know they made a new hybrid buffalo something or other. It's like a steer buffalo. It's kind of frightening.
A steer
yeah,
buffalo?
Yeah, let me pull that up, because it's a real thing. Yeah, buffalo steer hybrid.
All right. Oh, are we toasting?
Oh, yes.
Oh,
let's
toast.
Oh,
toast. Yeah.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
You got to get something.
If you're listening to the show with drinks.
Yeah, hold your drink
Popeye's
up.
Cup high.
Put your drink up.
All right.
Oh, my
all right. To the
new year.
Happy new year.
To the Derek and Kay Show. The Derek and
Kay Show.
2014.
Woo!
Advertising rates negotiable.
Guys, how many years is it going to be this year? Three?
I don't know. When is it?
Four.
It happens in the fall, right?
Oh, my
yes.
God.
That would be the fourth year.
You
fourth
guys
year.
Are awesome.
Soon to be entering the fourth year.
Kind of insane.
That's
that is pretty insane.
Yeah.
148 shows.
It's not that many.
No?
No. Haven't some other people done like a trillion, billion other shows? We were like slacking for a while.
Are we going to make the promise to the year 2014 to have a show? Every week.
Oh, I see.
Whether we can do it or not. So if we can't do it, we get someone else.
Is that a challenge? Is that a challenge? You know,
what do you think?
I think we could do it, but you know what? We can only do it if we have some pre-recordeds in the can.
Yeah.
Well, you also have Skype, you know.
That's true.
We do have the Skype thing, so we might be able to make this happen.
All right, every week.
That'll get the numbers up.
52 shows or more.
52 shows.
All right.
Like a resolution.
52
okay,
shows or more.
I like it.
Oh,
I like it. Yeah,
God.
No, it's good.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Wow. I dare you guys. I dare you guys to do it. That is a heck of a goal.
Yes, right?
52 shows or more.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Because this week we're doing two shows.
Salute.
Oh, my God. Right? Yes.
Nazdrovia.
Oh, there you go. Oh, Kampai. Yeah, baby.
Kampai, yeah.
Lekheim. Lekheim. By the way, guys.
Salut.
Salut. Yeah.
What's he doing?
Oh, he's going to help himself.
Oh, there
we go.
All
right.
I
need
to rinse that out. You might need to rinse that out.
Oh, hello. No. Good day, Derek. Good day. Don't know how long that's just been hanging up there.
Derek,
I don't know.
Did you grab...
Wow. Jesus Christ.
Is that
what?
Snoopish?
That is Snoopy.
Oh, Snoopy.
But my favorite... My favorite's Woodstock.
I know you love Woodstock.
I know. I don't have any Woodstock.
Wait, what is he saying? Oh, yeah, right. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I can't
and we're
believe.
Back there.
Hi.
Kay, why are you not doing voiceover work?
Seriously,
because it's
right?
wicked voiceover competitive, work. And it requires a very large capital investment to go in.
Yeah, it does. But it's awesome. Wacky and Zany.
Oh, my God. It's another Wacky and Zany show.
Oh, Jesus.
By the way.
Sorry about that.
Oh, Ooh, he yes, wants to toast, too.
Oh, okay.
All
okay,
right,
okay.
One
so
more
what
time.
Are you,
everybody,
what are we toasting to?
If you're listening to the podcast, grab your drink again.
Yeah, get on mic. Get on
mic. Derek and K52. Derek and K52.
No, all right. Get on the mic. What is he? What are we toasting to?
52K.
Derek and K52. I didn't think Eve was that old, but okay.
Oh, no.
Happy birthday, Eve.
Oh, no. Oh, Jesus.
You look really good for 52. You look really good for 52.
This is going to be an epic year,
wow.
guys.
It is going to be kind of crazy good.
It's a big year for Derek.
Mm.
Oh, say what?
That's right,
really?
It is.
Yeah, 52 shows. It is. That's
oh, I think I know what you're talking about. Oh, great.
Derek,
yeah,
it's a big one.
July has to be epic, Derek.
July will
I
be
do
insane.
Love the 4th of July.
Officially,
it's one of my
wow.
favorite
holidays.
Officially 29 years old. Is
that's
that
right.
No,
again.
We're talking about yeah. an event, man. You got to do
huh?
an event.
Okay.
Okay.
Derek,
can we
you,
go to
and
Las
I,
Vegas?
You and I
Las
are both
wages?
Turning 30 yeah. at the same time.
Is 30, that true?
30
I'm,
years
turning,
old.
I'm turning 30 in July as well.
That yeah. sounds
Whoa,
great.
Whoa, okay.
Know, right?
All right. We
Very good.
Las Vegas. Let's go to Las Vegas.
Oh, I think so we should go to Miami.
So
Miami.
Maui. Let's just do that.
Florida.
Oh, Maui.
Right?
Yeah.
It's going to be hot
let's
as balls.
Bermuda.
That's kind of the point.
Bermuda.
You know what? Let's just go to Louisiana and eat everything. I don't care.
Louisiana.
That sounds pretty good.
Why don't
good.
We just go to New York City, get a suite at the
road
trip?
Right.
Road
trip. Yes.
How fun would that
I
be?
I will be up for that. I will
York.
Be up for that. Yeah.
Okay.
Road trip to New
I
York.
I think New York yeah. would be incredible. And then we do the
awesome.
Derek and Kay show from the Waldorf suite.
Oh, my God.
Love it.
That is so
whoops.
Actually,
what? Now,
right.
Oh, dear.
You should
right.
do a road trip.
Oh, dear. Oh,
all right.
Boy.
Here we go. Derek, I was going to say, are we going to do...
Spork.
So listeners don't know what that means.
Whoever yes. holds the spork.
I'm holding
power.
A spork,
uh-huh.
but I'm using it as like a pointer.
Okay.
Oh.
I thought this was like the next
will
topic.
Will you explain
no.
what that
spork.
Means?
Huh?
Why do you hold the spork? Tell us.
I'm trying to make a point.
Okay.
But it's a spork.
You can't make a point with a spork.
Will you,
can't
will
make
you
a point with a spork
it for us.
It's hard to make a
yeah.
point. It's
I'm
hard
sorry.
To make a point when the peanut gallery keeps chiming
oh,
in.
Oh, shit.
All right. Can I just say, are we doing James's Hot Weird News?
I believe that's
yes.
Do we have to play both of the themes at the same time?
Ooh, we could probably
can
do,
you
that.
Do that.
I can do that.
All right,
yes.
can we? So can we do that now?
Oh, my God.
I got Derek's Weird News. I got Derek's Weird News.
Oh.
Hot topic.
Counterpoint. I like it.
All right, are you ready?
It's all you, James.
It's
take
James,
it away.
Take it away.
No, here's the thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to open this fork now.
The Amazon UK website has some very erudite, I know, right, some very erudite customers. But unfortunately, they never read the directions.
I don't think half our listeners knows what erudite means.
Oh, come on. Yeah, all smart.
It means
they're wicked smart.
Wicked smart.
Wicked smart.
Okay.
So since it's the UK website, people write like actual reviews instead of, yo, this shit was awesome, yo. So for Veet for Men, hair removal cream.
Veet?
Veet.
Oh, whoa, Veet.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. So... There's been a string of reviews because nobody reads the directions. Men, we don't read directions, right? Never.
Yeah.
So
why
it tells
are men using hair removal cream?
Wait. Yeah, you're supposed to use it on your chest, on your, you know.
Oh,
okay. Kibbles and bits. Yeah, right. Because the first review says in big capital letters, "Do not put on knob and bollocks." Because everybody puts it on the knob and bollocks.
Why are they trying to remove hair from there? Why not just shave or wax?
You know,
it?
Manscaping, it's you know, it takes time. You just think you can just slap it on there and just get it all the way.
I love that, manscaping.
Is that the first time you've heard that?
Yeah, that's phenomenal.
Really?
Really? That's been around for a while.
Yeah, dude, it's just horrible, though, because these guys keep slathering it on the man bits. And it's not supposed to be used on delicate skin. They say don't use on delicate skin. Only use on the chest and shoulders and stuff. And they put it...
Does it burn a little bit?
You know what? That is a perfect setup because this particular person. Oh, it's not even close. So this person named A. Chappell. He says he's from Denmark,
yeah.
but his command of English is phenomenal.
Okay.
After having been told my danglies looks like an elderly Rastafarian, I decided to take the plunge and buy some of this, as previous shaving attempts had only been mildly successful, and I nearly put my back out. Being a bit of a romantic, I thought I would do the deed on the Mrs.'s birthday as a bit of a treat. I waited until the other half was tucked up in bed, and after giving some hints about a special surprise, I went down to the bathroom. I applied the gel and stood waiting. At first, there was a gentle warmth, which in a matter of seconds was replaced by an intense burning and a feeling I can only describe as like being given a barbed wire wedgie by two people intent on hitting the ceiling with my head. Religion hadn't featured much in my life until that night, but I suddenly became willing to convert to any religion to stop the violent burning around the turd tunnel and what seemed like the destruction of the meat and two veg. Hey, yeah, right. Yeah, he's English, so meat and two veg. Struggling not to bite through my bottom lip, I washed the gel off in the sink. Through the haze of tears, I struggled out of the bathroom, across the hall, into the kitchen. By this time, walking was not really possible, crawled to the fridge in hope of some cold relief. I yanked the freezer drawer out and found a tub of ice cream. This made me sad. Oh. Tore the lid off and positioned it under me. The relief was fantastic, but only temporary, as it melted fairly quickly, and the fiery stabbing soon returned.
Fiery stabbing.
Yeah. Due to the shape of the ice cream tub, I hadn't managed to give the starfish any treatment. That's right. The starfish. And I groped around in the drawer for something else, as I was sure my vision was going to fail fairly soon.
Oh my God.
I grabbed a bag of what I later found out was frozen sprouts and tore it open, trying to be quiet. I took a handful of them and tried in vain to clench some between the cheeks of my arse. This was not doing the trick, as some of the gel had found its way up the chutney channel, and it felt like the space shuttle was running its engines behind me. Jesus, this was probably the only time in my life I was going to wish there was a gay snowman in the kitchen.
Naturally.
Yes, I know, right? Yeah. The only solution my pain-crazed mind could come up with was to gently ease one of the sprouts where no veg had gone before.
Oh,
where no veg had gone before.
We have to hunt this guy down.
It's insane.
I want
to hunt the best part, though, is that in the last paragraph, the other half wakes up. And she's like, so what's going on? She comes into the kitchen, greeted by the sight of me, arse in the air, strawberry ice cream dripping from my bell end, pushing a sprout up my arse while muttering, oh, that feels good.
Okay, obviously this is made up, but it's amazing.
So bad.
It's got, yeah, right.
Wait a minute. Who is this dude, and how do you get him on your show?
Right?
Yeah,
pretty
it could be
funny.
Good.
He's badass.
He's really funny.
You got
do not use on the meat and two veg.
There you go.
The other
find out who what his Amazon name is for reviews.
He's amazing.
And then we have to write him and ask him to come on this show.
So yeah, or check out some of his other reviews. It could
the other dudes,
could be
though,
good.
Had great epithets for the genitalia. My favorite was Bert and Ernie.
Bert and Ernie.
Oh, Bert and Ernie.
Which one's
there's like
50 Ernie?
Reviews
which
like this
Bert?
On there.
It's I wish
true.
There was a gay snowman.
Well, one's longer.
That's my favorite line. I wish there was a gay snowman.
Channel. Crazy! Crazy!
Chutney Channel.
The best part is that when his wife came into the kitchen, she ended up shrieking, and it shocked him, and he farted out the sprouts against her. And it was delightful. There's another
that's
one where
a
guy has
that's
like
really
a stable, and he goes into the stable to try to use de-icer on his nibbly bits, and the horse comes in and accidentally licks him. And just bad.
Oh my God.
Yeah, really bad. That was awesome. She's got this soundboard.
Yeah, she went right
now.
For it. Yeah,
I know, right? Yeah. She's got it memorized.
Oh wait, oh, because you can see the buttons.
Oh,
I shouldn't do that though. It's up to Dare.
No, that's perfect.
It
you nailed that
it
one.
Worked just fine.
Yeah, yeah. Help yourself.
Moral of the story: read the directions.
Yeah, I guess so.
Can I just say,
let's give Derek a moment of congratulations for the soundboard. He is phenomenal with the
sound. Thank you, thank you.
Because you made this, right?
Wow.
Wow.
Derek Kalish.
Wow.
Woo, baby.
Wow.
You made all
good.
This, right? You made all
okay, James.
Well,
that,
I've acquired it.
That
yes.
was
I've
a
acquired.
Brilliant,
that was great.
It's
brilliant
kind of,
story.
It's kind of insane, right?
That was amazing. Was
I can't
that,
believe
was that your hot, weird news?
That was my hot, weird news, but here's the other tidbit.
Yes.
There are beefalo
tidbit.
In the world.
What?
Beefalo.
Beefalo?
We were talking about buffalo a little while ago.
Yeah.
What's a beefalo?
Beefalo is a cross between a buffalo and a steer. Beefalo.
Is it tasty?
It exists. I don't know. I haven't tried the beefalo.
I've never had buffalo anything.
Everybody should have a water beefalo.
Hey, have you had Scrapple?
I have. Oh God, that's good.
Scrapple's really fatty.
Scrapple's delicious. That's why I like it.
I'm not very good with words, so I'm not good by
chance. Fat on meat, like
oh God,
fat on prime rib.
I will eat that.
Oh, me too.
I will eat that right away.
Or cook things in fat. Oh yeah. Or
well, bacon fat. Yeah, of course.
My husband's late grandmother used to cook things in lard.
Oh,
yummy.
God.
That's
she was a wonderful woman. Yeah. Oh my God.
Wait, is that the end of the? Is that the end of the hot weird news? Because we'd play the ending theme.
Okay.
The ending theme. Would that be?
Yeah, here we go.
Oh, meat and two veg.
Very good.
Bert right. And
no, that was very good.
Good
yeah.
job.
That right. was good stuff.
I think it's time to take another break.
Yeah. I think it's probably time for another break. Yeah.
And after the break, it's the game of the game of the month returns.
Oh, sweet.
It's the bowl of words.
And ooh, yay! I love that one.
And Sarah's going to be good at this.
It's more fun with more people.
I love that one.
And this
it's
is
so
an
all
play, right?
Which one? Well, I obviously cannot play.
You can't play.
So good.
All right.
It's so good. Yeah.
I'm going to need a bowl, though.
Okay.
Not that kind of bowl, because you smell that in the elevator.
Not
on the
that kind of bowl.
No.
All right, stay tuned with us. After the break, it's the game of the month.
Ship my pants. Right here? Ship my pants, you're kidding.
You can ship your pants right here.
You hear that? I can ship my pants for free.
Wow, I just may ship my pants.
Yeah, ship your pants. Billy, you can ship your pants too.
I can't wait to ship my pants, Dad.
I just shipped my pants and it's very convenient.
Very convenient.
I just shipped my drawers.
I just shipped my nightie.
I just shipped my bed.
If you can't find what you're looking for in store, we'll find it at Kmart.com right now and ship it to you for free.
Doll, because 9 months is just too long to wait for a hug.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
The most professional, unprofessional show on the radio today. Colon. The Derek and Kay Show.
Hey, this is the Derek and Kay Show, and we are back.
Did you almost have a recreation of the Kay Show after
I
show?
I almost did. Yeah, this drink almost went right in the mixer again.
That would have been really bad.
I think it's okay, though. I have it raised a little bit, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, I get nervous for that.
I know, I shouldn't even have that here.
Anyway, if you want to keep up with the Derek and Kay Show, you can many ways. Visit our website, dkradioshow.com, for show extras. Like us on Facebook by visiting facebook.com/dkradio. Follow us at our Twitter handle at DK Radio Show. Follow us on Vine on your iOS, Windows, or Android device. And call us when we're live at 661-467-2416. Otherwise, you can just give us an email or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah,
write
let us
us
know,
a message.
Let us know what you think.
Yeah, let us know if we're bad or if we're good or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, it's a new month, but we're playing an old game.
All right. No, it's a good game.
So, last month, Was it last month I introduced this game or the month before? I think it might have been November.
That was December. Well, yeah, it might have been November. You're right.
November,
yeah.
We last played it. This is called The Bowl of Words. So,
woo!
Many people have played the exact same game. We're basically playing Balderdash. Anyway, I have a bowl full of papers here in which I've written a very obscure word. And we like to go around and guess what we think it means. And
I'm not guessing.
No one wins. No one loses. It's just fun time.
I win.
Is everyone all right with that? James says he wins. Why don't you put your headphones on?
No, I can always hear you guys. They crunch my ears.
What? Can you hear all the extras?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Hearing like a
bat. All right. So, who wants to go first?
James doesn't like messing up his hair.
Ha! Right. Yeah, of course, that's what it is. That headphone hair, man. Headphone fuzz, I believe you'd call it. Yes.
Headphone fuzz.
Stubble.
All right. So, I'm going to pass around the bowl of words. Who wants to go first? Eve? You first.
Oh, wow.
I'm volunteering.
I really don't know how to play this, but I'll listen.
It's not
real. You will both.
You'll be able to understand.
All right,
you'll figure it out.
I'll play.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know. This Saint Germain's getting to me.
Is it?
It's good, right?
Ready?
So wonderful.
Right.
The word is Ferdwit.
What?
Ferdwit.
Ferdwit. Please spell this.
Yes, please. Ferdwit.
Hmm.
So I have to use it in a sentence?
You have to use it in a sentence.
Okay.
Yeah, that's part of the rules.
The cat had an overabundance of bird wit.
James, what do you think?
Oh, boy.
You know,
do you know what it means, first of all? You know what a lot of these words mean.
I'm going to make an educated guess because I think I know where it comes from. Does it mean horse sense?
It does not.
Oh, that's too bad. Wah, boo.
You should use it in a sentence, though.
Kay, an excellent equestrian, has a surfeit of Ferdwit.
Like
cool,
German, like
cool
Ferdwit?
I know, right? That's
okay.
What I thought. I was like, Ferdwit.
Ferd. Sarah, what do you think it means? And you have to use it in a sentence.
I Ferdwit my pants.
It's a good one.
Wow.
What do you think it means?
Ferdwit. Don't be such a Ferdwit.
Nerd.
Yeah, sure.
A douchebag? I don't know. But a refined way of putting it? I have no idea.
Like you're a complete Ferdwit?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. Derek.
I think I got this one.
Oh, boy.
So this is like... So you know you have some wit. This is like a deferred wit. You just save it for later. Like I had a really good joke, but I did a deferred wit.
I love it.
Right? That
love
could be it.
It.
That could be it, right?
That's some good stuff.
That could be it.
Good schluff.
But the actual definition is
in
Anglo-Saxon law, a person fined for not going forth in a military expedition.
Good.
Wow.
Wow. Ouch.
Wait, so like if you didn't go to Vietnam or something, what?
You're a Ferdwit.
Yeah. Interesting.
Really
you're
interesting.
Also FUBAR.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, you are
actually.
FUBAR.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Wow, that was a good one.
So like
that
1969 movie with Kiefer and help me out, Eve. Who else is in that? Winona.
I don't know which one that was.
Whatever happened to Kiefer, by the way? What's he doing?
He did 24, remember?
Yeah. What's
he
done lately?
24 was pretty
recent. I don't know,
but
I saw him walking down the street in New York with Rod.
Dude!
Did he look good?
He was walking with Rod?
You would think. I mean, who doesn't, like, want to say, I walked next to Rod Lozano?
I know.
Right? Yeah. No, I have no idea what the dude's doing.
Yeah, he's like been off the radar or
since 24.
Yeah. All right, James Dargan, you have to pull
probably
from,
doesn't
the,
have to do it.
From the bowl of words. It's your turn. We're going.
Maybe he's having his house
counterclockwise.
House in the country remodeled.
All right, what is the word?
Wow. That's easy.
Wow.
Look at here.
This
now.
Feels good. This drink.
This is good.
Yeah, I'm
this
liking
word is
this. I'm
twanke.
Eric, I'm already feeling it, man.
Wait, twanke?
Twinkie.
Twinkie?
I know, it sounds like a really weird accent saying Twinkie.
Twinkie.
Hey, guys. Twinkie. What?
What?
I do not understand. It is T-W-A-N-K-A-Y. And I feel like it's got to be a dance move, like the older sibling of twerk.
Twinkie?
Like, get on the dance floor, baby, and show me how you twinkie.
I like that.
I should get extra points for slant rhyming that, by the way. But I have no effing idea what this
means. I like that. And
twinkie.
Nobody would. It's like not even.
So.
I mean, I'm telling you now, it's not English.
Yeah, no.
It's definitely not.
Probably Twankai or something, right?
I don't know what it is.
Twankai, who knows?
Sarah, what do you think it is? Twankai.
Right here.
Her hair was perfectly coiffed into a Twankai for the party at the Palace of Versailles.
Ooh. Twankai. All right. Versailles. Extra points thrown in Versailles.
Do you think it's some sort of crazy hairstyle?
Yeah. I don't know. I could also be. Say I Twankai'd my pants. So.
Yes.
I sense a theme here.
There is a theme.
Oh, yeah.
That's always the go-to, you know?
Always so potty mouthed. Sarah, so funny.
I don't know, twankay, hairstyle, or, maybe that's so twankay of you. Like, that's so, you know, it's ridiculous, or it could be, that's so kind of you, that's so twankay of you.
Right.
Twankay.
I have no friggin' idea, of course.
Very twankay.
So twankay. Mm.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Like being bougie, except not.
Twankay. Derek, what do you think?
Yeah, so, I'm thinking, twankay, so this is like, Yeah, I know. I got this one. It's kind of a hillbilly term because it's within music. It's a certain key, but they say twankay. It's kind of a.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
What? What in the world? Oh, Derek,
you are free spirit.
You are free spirit.
That's very creative.
Well, thank you. Different way. I'd say Catholic school girls often hide their twankay.
Catholic school girls.
What are they?
That crazy show that I watched.
There's your vagina. Oh, what's it called? Jemay?
That was great.
Yeah.
That was pretty great.
Jim.
So,
I saw that
with
the guy dressing
Jemay.
So what'd you say?
Catholic
it was pretty good.
School girls often hide their twankay.
What's
nice
the
beaver.
Hide their twankay. The good
Lord wanted that way. Nice beaver.
Deja vu.
Oh, my goodness.
Twankai is a brand of green tea grown and prepared in western part of Chekiang, China.
Oh, dear
so
Lord.
Close.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
I like that.
So my sentence still works.
I guess it does.
Catholic schools always have tea.
I love that the Chinese music and the Japanese music are the same thing on the show.
Oh, no.
Derek, it's time to update that.
Oriental.
You got to get some
No,
like,
it's kind of a thing. I think.
Far Eastern.
Okay, who's got the bowl of words? Let's pass that over to Sarah.
The bowl of words.
The bowl of words.
Oh. All right.
Word soup over there.
It's called words, yeah.
Let's go with this one here. Okay. Seriously? FUD. F-U-D.
What?
I FUD my husband last night.
Oh! Oh! Hey, yo! Hey, Rod. Hey, yo.
FUD your pants. Huh?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, no, I have no idea what FUD is. You know, I was out in the snow, and it was mixed with mud and soot and sleet, and the FUD on my shoes was left by the side of the apartment hallway.
That's gross when you find out what FUD really is.
Oh, no.
When you find out what it really is, it's going to be upsetting.
Oh, wait. I put FUD back in the bowl.
Oh, you can't put FUD back in the bowl.
Oh, shit. Jesus, I don't know which one it is.
Go
forget.
Jesus! It's the one that says FUD.
Okay, well, I'm not going to keep opening. I'm not going to keep opening.
I know.
I don't know. Who else? What does everyone think FUD is?
Derek, what do you think FUD?
Yeah, so there's the restaurant chain. This is a certain kind of, this is what they refer to as food, but they call it FUD at Fuddruckers.
Oh, that's excellent. Like,
yeah,
like
pretty
a,
good. Yeah.
Like a glorified imitation meat product.
Yeah, FUD. Let's go get some FUD.
That's it.
FUD. Okay,
it's understood that you're going to Fuddruckers.
Brilliant.
Where is there a Fuddruckers? Where's the closest Fuddruckers?
Let's
I saw one on my way to Key West once.
I'm gonna
take a look at that. Look it up.
I'm gonna Google
cool.
it.
Their burgers are good.
Yeah.
I just don't
From my
James,
sentence,
I thought you were going to come with biscuits today.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. Butter that biscuit.
I partied too hard last night.
We had biscuits.
Where were you?
Holy crap. The closest Fuddruckers is in like Andover.
On Beacon Hill.
Wow, that's far away.
To Reggie Mobley's house.
Oh, no, Broadway.
I don't know. Yeah, I know the name.
And then Beth Whittler, the director of Lorelai.
Yeah.
Yeah, got crazy at her house. Last stop.
Wow.
Okay, moving on. We got it. This is inside baseball. We can't win.
Hey,
I'm having a little right. side.
Oh, that's the break.
Eve.
That's the break.
Eve.
It was cool.
Eve.
So, Pimp talk.
I'm gonna say that Elmer is a type of fudge.
Oh my god! But it's not spelled the same way.
I think he needs to put his headphones on. He doesn't hear what's going on.
He doesn't.
I do.
Okay, James, it's your turn.
All right, James.
So, okay, I think this is the feminine version of smegma.
Ew.
You know what smegma is?
Yeah.
Oh, what? Okay, so.
Sorry.
Wow. And now you killed Sarah.
Sorry about that.
I think Fudd is the feminine version of smegma. Let's just leave it at that. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
It's actually
my ears.
Sorry about that.
Fudd is what they call the remnants of Ferd. Of Ferdwood, Twinkay.
Oh, no.
Tell us what Fudd is.
Fudd is actually the tail of a hair. Funny tail.
Again, so close.
Oh, so
yeah, but
weird.
She said the Fudd was on her shoes.
That's
yeah.
so weird.
I left
they,
outside.
It could have been.
They called Elmer Fudd. He's like,
oh, that's true.
You know,
he's
the
like the
oh, interesting.
Crazy.
Huh.
Maybe they did it on purpose.
Huh.
Interesting. They did.
They're just that crazy and smart.
All right, Derek is fixing the bowl of worms.
All right, where is the ball? Oh, let's see here. Let's take a look.
Fudd again.
I'll
There's only one
Fudd
left,
again.
So it's all right.
Sarah one. Fudded it up.
No!
Oh, my God, she did. I saw her.
Wow. Is this S?
What? The
Snast?
What?
What?
Is that an N or is that an H?
Snatch?
It is indeed Snast.
I love little pussy.
Wait, so S-N-A-S-T?
Derek got really snassed last night.
Oh, that's
baby.
Good.
Oh, baby.
Yeah, snassed, huh? Having a hard time with this one.
Everybody would.
I think this is the combination. So there's two things that are going on. Like, you have a crazy night. You do get a little bit of the drinks going on.
Uh-huh.
But you also got, like the crazy dirty sex, too. So it's a combination. Man, I was snassed all over the place. I think that's what that
so
is.
So drinking with sex.
Wow. Yeah.
Drinking with sex.
Okay. Like maybe not like the best sex, but kind of
crazy.
Yeah.
Sex.
Yeah, kind of like the
what's that?
I think it's clapping.
Is it?
It's slapping.
Yeah, I think
it's
clapping.
No, it's sex banging.
It's
sound like it. Wow. Oh, it sounds like a horse.
Oh my god.
What is that? That's weird.
It's supposed to be bodies slapping together.
I don't know what that is.
I'm not sure. It's probably just clapping.
No, Sarah, go with the
fat
bit.
Fat bodies. Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm snaffed. I think
we're going backwards.
Oh, we're going around.
Backwards order now.
I think it's some kind of penalty in a soccer match. Snaffed. I have no idea. Let's just say that.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Use it in a sentence.
While they were playing the game, the soccer dude committed a snast. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Therefore, he was penalized.
Penalized.
Penal.
Okay, so.
We've reversed order somehow.
I don't know. It just happened.
It bounces like, it's like
well,
a pinball.
Because
they
started with
on their own, really.
Started with Derek.
Bouncy, bouncy.
All right. So. Cunch!
Stop it.
I feel like the snast is, it's like the philtrum. It's one of those names for a body part that you just don't even know has a name. So I'm going to venture that the snast is the webbing between fingers. Just going to say
ooh.
That. So like, you
yeah.
know, say,
oh,
say,
that, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I was almost free of her grasp, and then she caught me by the snatch.
Oh, my God.
Very.
Wow.
I'm slamming well,
everything
today.
I would say the anteater got its snatch caught in the hole.
There you go. It's a body part.
Which body part is it?
Ooh.
You'll have to tell me.
Oh, it's kind of like the snoot, isn't it?
The scrotum connection. What?
Yeah, I think it's like the tip of the nose.
Oh, my God. There
wow.
This part is the snass right here.
The snass.
It's like, the very tip of the
maybe
nose.
It's a synonym for a boil on your ass. Like
snass. Yeah, oh,
I have a snass on my ass.
Oh, damn.
Snasty.
Snasty.
It's actually the snuff or burnt wick of a candle.
Wow.
Wow.
Good Lord.
So now you have...
There's a name for that.
Yeah, there's a name for it. Is that all? Is that, does that complete the game? Is that all of them?
Where's the bowl?
There's so many in there. Huh?
There's
oh,
so
there
many
are? Games. Oh, let's pass this around. Here, give me the bowl of words.
I don't think
there are more? Wait. I think I'm done with it for today.
I
no, you can't be. What, you know what?
One more. We'll do one more round.
Give me another one. Give me another
you know
one.
What? I was going to say that. That was going to be the...
No? Okay, we're done.
Are we done?
She's looking for it.
Yeah. Are we done?
All right. Is it?
Okay, good.
Rule of the game.
Here we get the scoring now, right?
No. Oh. Rule of the game. You can't complain about how long the game is going on. We're trying to do a show.
Oh,
we're trying to fill it with content.
It is a good point. Oh, it is a show.
All right.
We are doing this.
So that's,
I will go.
That's the rule.
Yeah,
whatever Derek and Kay decide.
Oh, Jesus. Give me the
bowl. No, you're fine. You're
give
fine. You're
you
fine.
Think I'm like totally snapped.
No. Here we go. Bowl of words. You go in there.
He's bird-witted.
That's a hell of a view of the Sitco sign.
Isn't it nice?
It's nice
That's
this
amazing.
Time of year. Yeah.
Gorgeous day.
Read this.
Oh, wow.
Coom.
I'll read it.
Okay, it's Coom.
What? Wait. Spell that for us.
C-O-O-M.
Coom?
Coom.
So, I used to use this on my hair, but, it's... These sex shop ran out of coom.
Oh.
Cooms?
Interesting.
Okay.
Well, see.
Oh, it's a noun.
It's probably a noun, yeah.
Okay.
James,
we're still going around.
We're still doing this one.
No, wait. Oh, that's right. Sorry.
You got excited.
So,
coom.
Coom. It slipped out of my grasp because actually coom is about as fluid. You know what I'm going to say. No, I'm going to say that. So, let's see. I think it's probably the snot and tear mix that escapes when you're really doing the ugly cry. I think that's coom. Yeah,
what's
pretty
the
sure.
ugly cry?
The ugly cry? You've, what? Oh. Ugly cry is when you're like just messed up, like the makeup's running. You got the
like she needed
out,
a
like
Kleenex
tears,
to
like,
clean off her coom.
Yes. She cried so hard coom was everywhere on her face.
Oh man.
I had to go there because it's the truth. Coom. Coom.
Sarah.
Do your worst.
The meerkat family retreated into their coom when the weather became difficult.
Do you think it's some sort of like animal hideaway?
I don't know.
Derek.
Oh, boy. Okay, so you use a comb to comb your hair, but you use a coom.
Oh boy.
To coom your cooter.
Oh!
Hello.
All right.
Oh, that's nicely done.
Thank you.
Coom actually means soot, smut, dust, or grease.
So
did
close.
You say smut?
Smut?
Yes.
Smut. That's also snass.
Smut.
Snass
I love
and smut.
Smut. Smusty snass. Smasty smut.
Smusty snass with a coom. What?
Smusty smut. Smusty snass.
I know.
Smusty smut.
It's a sooty. You can get a sooty snass.
Snasty
smut. Snasty snass. All right.
A smutty snass as well.
Please draw from the bowl of words.
Snasty smut.
Oh, my
what?
God.
Snasty smut. Muff.
Oh, Jesus.
Nasty.
Oh, she's going
muff.
She's coming out.
She's working
muff.
On
going
it.
Going to work, working on it.
She's out of control. She's going rogue.
Oh, how do you find these words?
I found them on a list.
Oh,
nice.
You're awesome. I love this one, by the way. I love my words.
Which one is it?
Spitchcock.
What? Please spell.
All right. S-P-I-T-C-H-cock.
So, Hitchcock's girlfriend used to always spitchcock.
Oh, Jesus. Yank on his spitchcock. You know, I actually feel like this might be some kind of water delivery device. So, like a spitchcock. I don't know. Like maybe, Jesus.
Can you say the word again?
Spitchcock.
Okay.
Cool whip. Yes. Spitchcock. I feel like it's got to be... Like the bubbler.
like a bubbler. It could be like that, a spitchcock. Or something on a boat that gives you drinking water, like a spigot, spitchcock. Yeah.
I heard that kiss noise.
Okay. I know, sorry. Right? They're being awfully cute and shit. They're adorable.
Okay, spitchcock, I think it could be an antiquated tool. I used my spitchcock to diminish the fire in the fireplace.
I like that.
That's nice. It's very classy.
Spitchcock.
Some kind of utilitarian tool.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking that, but actually more of a modern, but used also currently, like modern, you know, like a. Oh, crap, I dropped the screw. Can you hand me the spitchcock?
Yeah, Derek, I see that, too. Maybe for horse and buggy, I got to use the spitchcock.
Yeah, something like that. Okay.
Oh, wait, did you go?
I'm going to go with what James, like, kind of, I don't remember what James's was, but.
Yeah, it's like a water delivery device.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Something like a spray.
Yeah, so I'm going to say I pressed the spitchcock against my mouth to get some water.
Oh.
Okay.
Very distracting.
All right.
it's actually to split an eel along the back and then boil it.
It's a verb?
Or broil it. Yes.
Spitchcock something.
So close again.
Dear God, that just sounds wrong.
Doesn't it, though?
Splitting something is cocking.
And it has specifically to do with eels.
That's gross.
That's right. Thank you.
That is just nasty.
Are there any other words in the bowl of words?
Yeah.
No, it's empty.
Frightening.
No.
Completely empty.
Wait.
All right.
There's two more. Wait, what is it? What is it?
It's either bisextile or bisextile.
Oh, hello.
Bisextile or bisextile?
Oh, my.
B-I-S-S-E-X-T-I-L-E-L.
Eve and Kay are bisextile.
Oh, wait. No, I said eel. B-I-S-S-E-X-T-I-L-E. Bisextile.
M-O-U-S-E.
I am bisextiled with you.
Ooh. I like it.
Where do I put this?
You
can put it in the trash.
Where do I put the bisextile?
Like you're enamored or in awe of, but it could also be.
It could be some kind of texture?
Fabric? I know.
Interesting.
Something to do with the house and renovation. I have no idea.
Right. That's crazy. The two S's, though.
Bisextile or bisextile. I don't know.
Derek, what do you think?
Okay. Well, this is a little tough. But I was just redoing the bathroom here, and I wasn't sure if I was going to go with blue tiles or pink tiles, so I went with the bisextile.
Oh, my God.
Fucking love it.
Thank you.
Whoops.
Derek Kalish.
Wow.
I love that one.
I think I that's a good pointer.
Do we have James' definition?
Oh, I didn't go yet. Let me see.
Your boss.
So,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy. Stop distracting him.
I don't know.
Such a letdown.
No, sorry, I'm trying to think of good things. I can't.
Honestly think it means?
I had to polish the sextile, but I didn't have any fluid.
Oh, cool.
That sounds like a euphemism for masturbation.
It kind of does.
It is, actually.
James Dargan.
You know, this sextile.
James Dargan.
Okay, so now the envision is creepier than it was. So, much creepier. So I think it would be a fabric, but a very, very sexy fabric. Say, the dress.
Ah, I
clung
gotcha.
To her form.
I
it
gotcha.
Was made of delightful mauve bisextile.
Very good.
All right.
Did you see the answer?
No.
Do you want to say the answer?
I do
want to
hear the answer. Yes.
No, you say
it. It's a leap year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And is it bisextile?
Yes.
So close again.
Yeah, we were all over that. So close. So close, yet so far.
All right, are there any more
now
words?
Now the bowl's completely empty.
Is it empty?
Oh,
yeah.
That's a lie.
There's one more.
Is there, there's one more? Is it fudge?
It's probably fudge.
Okay.
Okay, see what it is.
Okay.
No, look at, oh, she's
Let's
skipping.
Let's kill it. Let's kill it.
Let's kill it.
Let's kill it. We're going to kill the game.
It happens.
No, we're not skipping. I skip a section.
It happens to be fudge.
No,
it's
not.
Oh, that's not true.
What
okay,
is it?
You want me, let me
it?
Read it. Let me read
that's
it.
That's the last
me,
one.
Oh. Derek, please do it.
Let me read it. Give me.
James wants to do it.
Give me. I'll read this thing. Oh, that's why I gave it to me.
I think I know which one it is. By process of elimination, I think I know which one it is.
You wanted it so bad.
Say it, darling.
There you go.
Piloerection.
What?
And that's why he passed it off on me. P-I-L-O. Erection.
Okay,
ridiculous.
I have it.
Piloerection.
I have it.
Piloerection?
Yeah.
It could be either piloerection or piloerection. I think it's probably piloerection, really.
You think it's piloerection?
Yeah, because it's Greek.
I utilized 3.14 pi into my erection.
Ouch.
Ooh. I like it.
Okay. Wait. So what do you think
Depends
it means?
You
think it's a...
A way to use pi in your erection? I don't know.
How do you use pi in your erection?
I don't know.
All right.
I feel like it's an electrical event.
Electrical event?
So I tripped the breaker and caused a piloerection explosion.
It could
in
be
my
some kind of multiple.
Right?
Multiple something.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like it's an electrical event. That's my guess.
Yeah. Oh, I got it. I totally got it.
Oh, Derek got it.
I was reading it.
Derek, Kalish.
Thank you.
Derek,
got it.
Is it my turn? No, it's turn.
Yeah,
I don't know
where we're going
I was going with the pi erection, but I think pilo erection could also mean some kind of multitude of something.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Magnitude of something, yeah?
Okay. I think I got this one. I think I've got this.
Keep it clean.
So, we had a great night the other night. We were at it like two or three times, but by the third time, I couldn't fully get there, so I had a pee-ball erection.
Oh!
Right?
That's actually kind of good, right, though. Right?
It's like a small,
like
it's like a small one.
It's a semi.
Like Pico.
It's a semi.
Like Pico erection.
That's what I'm thinking. It's a kind of, yeah.
Do you go multiple times in one night?
Oh, Lord, yes.
Oh, no.
Derek Kalish!
Oh, no.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right into the microphone like a boss.
men can be very resilient that way.
Piloerection is when you raise up a bunch of trash.
What?
Yes.
Wait,
what? Piloerection.
Yeah. Yeah, get that trash flying high.
Oh my God.
I don't understand.
That's why I said we're done before.
Like a pile. He's thinking of a pile of massive waste.
Yeah,
a pilo erection.
Of garbage. You're erecting it.
Oh, okay.
A pilo of massive waste.
What are you doing?
I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just trying to get off.
Wow. Oh. I feel so
loopy. Oh my.
A pilo erection or a pilo erection is actually the erection of hairs or papillae. Goosebumps.
Hey,
oh, my God.
Hey,
papillae.
Oh,
maybe that has to do with, what is it?
So it's a very small erection. So you were close.
Yeah, you were close.
Actually,
so
that makes
goosebumps.
Wait
thank
a minute.
You.
When the hairs stand up on your skin,
it's
like an erection.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is
and
an erection.
And sure means something small.
Yes. All right. So that's the game of the month. All right. Arbitrary scoring because the points don't mean anything, just like in Who's Lines Anyway. Derek gets 4,000 points for creativity.
Whoa!
And fantastic.
Yeah, baby.
Derek Kalish.
Derek gets 2,000 points, but a 100-point bonus for creativity and looking fabulous. James has... 4,000 points.
Oh, wow.
Whoa,
I'm in
minute.
The shitter.
Yeah,
I'm so in the shitter.
Yeah,
what
baby.
Again, these points are arbitrary. Eve gets 1,000 points, but a 2,000 point bonus for
Whoa. Wow.
Just
awesome.
Be
cute.
Oh,
Eve and I are in the shitter with 1,000.
Dude.
2,000 points, and Derek and James get the 4.
So the winner, but the winner is Derek.
Yes.
Oh,
the winner is
Derek.
I really want to know what this is based on.
I said the points are arbitrary and the scoring doesn't mean anything.
Exactly. And it's pilo erection. You beat us with it.
Wow.
It's pilo erection?
It's that big.
All right. So that's the game of the month, everyone.
Oh, very good.
Game of the month.
Very good.
Okay. Right. But you still got to come up with something for next week because you're doing 52 shows a year.
No, I don't have to come up with
same
a
month.
Game every
same,
time.
Same month. So.
Don't you press my buttons. What are you doing over there?
Oh, no.
Now look at this rainbow wheeling. It didn't like you. You've messed up my computer. All right. After it's messed up. After the break, it's the hot topic.
Oh, good. Is it okay?
Because are you not prepared?
No, I got something I could do if we need to do it. Yeah, I got something we can do.
All right. I got the hot topic. So you ready for that?
You got the hot topic.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Okay.
Hot topic.
Computer
break,
pros.
Break.
Break time.
Right. We are taking a short break.
Stay tuned.
And we'll be right
zany.
Back. Yes, it is a Wacky and Zany show.
This is a song about corn nuts, an intensely crunchy snack. It's not about anything else.
When you're all alone and there's no one home and you've got nothing to do,
nothing to do.
Don't despair, just pull up a chair. And here is what you do.
Bust a nut.
Corn Nuts, an intensely crunchy corn snack, comes in 7 nut-busting flavors.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today. The Derek and Kay Show.
Show and we are back. We just lost all of our in-studio guests to the couch.
Every single one of them.
And Carly. I guess
walked away.
She is very inviting.
What the hell just happened?
I guess. I'm not sure.
Like, it's just you and me now.
They have an hour and a half limit?
Yeah.
Something like that? Yeah.
I guess so.
Back.
90
Sarah's
minutes.
Back.
That was Sarah's
all right,
back.
Sarah's
just
back.
Kidding.
All right, good. Yes.
And you know what? I'm insulted because no one cares about the hot topic.
That's
I'm
right,
listening.
It's hot topic
I'm
time, right?
Listening, guys.
And they just took to the couch.
Not even my beloved. Just on the couch.
Yeah, they're
just
done.
Just hanging out.
Well, I'll put the show on. Well, the show's on in the room.
Who
for
gives
now.
A crap about the Kate's hot topic?
I guess.
Hey,
I don't
I'm
know.
Listening.
Okay, good.
Good.
You're
hey,
all listening, but you're not on
the
mic.
What is this drink? Guys, what is this?
Eve says he's just listening.
Oh,
what is this
sorry.
Nebulous
I can't hear you
because
you're not on mic.
Kay Patterson, what's this nebulous drink?
I don't know. I think it's lemonade.
Okay.
I want to say it's lemonade. Well, thanks for coming back, Sarah.
Yeah, appreciate that.
All right. Well, I guess it's time for the three of us doing the hot topic.
Okay. All right.
Hot topic. It'd help if I opened my notebook up to the right page, wouldn't it? Because that was, you know, it was from last time.
Yeah.
Okay. So in Taiwan yesterday, a giant yellow duck exploded again. A giant floating yellow duck balloon.
Oh, no.
What, exploded?
Yeah, again. This is the second time it's happened.
Oh, that must look unbelievable.
So there's a video of it.
Really?
Yes.
I need to see this.
That must look incredible.
It just, so there's a giant yellow, like, floating, like, it's like a rubber ducky.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And it's floating in Taiwan yesterday, on New Year's Eve. Just hours before it was expected to attract a big crowd of the countdown for the new year, it exploded and deflated. So that's your New Year's Eve big duck.
Wow.
Big duck.
Wow,
report.
Watch yourself. Careful. I feel like this has always happened.
Big duck report from Taiwan, because I love a big duck.
Okay.
Oh, stop it.
There you go.
I mean, nothing. I love to go see a big duck, don't you?
Yeah.
K-Spot.
I don't like it when it explodes, though. I mean, it gets messy.
Don't you?
Yeah.
Well, that's like,
I feel messy.
Some people like that part.
Oh, the explosion part?
Yeah.
It's a little messy, but I guess it can be good under the right circumstances. But when the duck usually explodes, you don't want to be close by. You just want to be... Especially
wow.
The really big ducks, like the ones from Taiwan that float on the river.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't think that's where the big ducks come from.
Well, that's where they were.
They have them over there. They do that.
They do have them over there. You know, big ducks are everywhere. You can't be prejudiced just because it's Taiwan.
Okay.
That's the report. Big ducks are everywhere.
Okay.
I mean...
Very good.
I mean, there are certain stereotypes that, you know, because some ducks are bigger in other countries.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But
I think
there are big ducks all over the world that we don't know about.
Sure, there's there's big ducks that you wouldn't think would have big ducks.
That's true. But you know what? A little duck is not a bad thing either, because it's really how you work the duck.
It's the motion of the ocean.
Yes, that's right. That's right. That's right.
It's not the size of the boat, it's the motion of the ocean.
That's right. So your the little ducks and the big ducks, and maybe your average size duck can be okay too. But, you know, I personally like a big duck.
Wow.
Just saying.
Okay.
Okay. Here are the weird things we did to our penises last year.
Uh-oh.
In 2013.
Speak for yourself.
Well, I mean, not my personal, because I don't have one. All descriptions are verbatim from ER admittance records. Put his wedding ring on his penis, now can't get it off.
Oh
my.
Oh wow.
But let's talk about
what
the
are you doing?
Size of the
I
wedding
don't know what I'm doing.
Guys,
just
I'm more
to get
what's
off.
The size of the wedding ring? What is the finger like?
There could be
is
a
that
big one.
Fat, thick.
That's a fat finger.
Is this
if you
guy,
put it on there.
Does this guy have a fat or a thick finger?
Or a little duck?
Or is it stubby or is it a skinny
no,
finger?
I'm guessing you can't
if it's
do
a
that.
Skinny finger,
no.
You know,
well,
and then
do the
it
math.
Just cuts
can you get it on when it's
caught on
when
one
it's
ring?
Soft? Is that a thing?
No,
you can't.
No,
it's too much circumference.
Well, yeah, either this guy has really big like sausage fingers, or he's got
or
a small duck.
Small duck. Okay, my vote is on small duck. All right. Sitting on a toilet and drop cigarette onto penis.
Oh,
jeez. Bleeding from penis was dancing and rubbing up against someone really rough.
Oh, ooh, that's really rough.
struck penis on speaker box.
That's a great album, by the way.
Cut penis on girlfriend's belly button ring.
What?
Oh.
Was at a water park and ran into pole, forehead, and penis contusion.
My God.
Has been wrapping tissues around penis while going to the bathroom. Dysuria.
Why?
I don't know. Was sewing penis and got needles stuck in penis.
Oh,
that's horrible. Because, yeah, the sewing isn't bad enough. But once
why
you
are
get
you
stuck
sewing
in...
penis?
Oh.
Maybe his duck was broken.
Oh, maybe his duck had already exploded and he was sewing it back up.
Right.
Was sewing pants. Oh, it was sewing pants. Okay, there we go. I read penis.
Oh, okay. That makes a lot more sense.
Oh, my God.
Why don't you
why
sew?
Are you
look,
pants
I'm not
your
that.
Pants on.
Pull up your pants. Pull up your pants.
Good pull, Sarah. Yeah, no, I was, you know, I'm not that smart, but every time I use the sewing machine, I take the pants off.
She's like a good decision.
Yeah.
Golfing and got tick bite onto penis.
Oh,
There it is.
Laceration penis when grabbed during basketball game.
What?
I don't understand this. While putting on PJs, he hit his penis against the wall.
Wow. That could be a big duck.
It may be.
I have a small bathroom, and I don't have those kind of problems.
All right. I don't know about this.
Yes?
Was in the shower washing his penis, had foreskin pulled back, and got startled. He pulled it back further. Penile frenulum tear.
Oh, my God.
You get startled while in the shower.
That's horrible. That's really horrible.
Shot with BB gun by bro to the genital. Hematoma to penis after bumping into a pool table while trying to take
what?
A shot.
Oh, that's horrible, like on the corner of the
table? Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Oh, jeez.
This one's really bad. This is two treadmill ones.
Oh, no.
On treadmill, felt with pants, getting caught and pulled into treadmill, injury to penis,
what?
Penile swelling, pain, tenderness, laceration of penis. Walking on a treadmill as it was going very slowly and fell off edge, caught penis on the treads, abrasion penis.
No way.
Dropped a 10-pound weight onto penis.
Oh, my God.
Was jumping from one couch to another, now pain to penis. Slipped out of chair last night onto carpet attempting to catch a bug. Penis abrasion. Oh, no. Fell in shower directly onto erect penis. Hard crack to sight.
Erect penis.
Erect penis.
That's,
ooh, that's a break right there.
Yeah.
Running with erect penis and fell onto floor, sustaining penile fracture.
Ooh.
Ooh. I don't like those two words together.
Yeah.
Heard a pop while taking off boxers, penile fracture. Was sitting on couch at home while sibling threw a large toy truck at him, hitting him in the penis. Trauma. Older brother horsing him around when sibling bit penis. shut a DVD case on penis. Place an electric lint remover to penis and sustain a cut. Using milk jug for a urinal, scraped penis on rough edge of plastic.
Oh, that's tough. Yeah, when you got to get the milk out. Yeah, I understand.
And lastly, has been putting hot towels on penis, stretching it to make it bigger. Saw it on internet, penis pain. Be careful out there.
Saw it on the internet.
Oh.
Yeah, there you go. Oops.
Whoa.
And next on the Hot Topics, these are things that we got stuck off our butts last year.
Oh, according great.
That's been, what? We got stuck on our butts?
Up our butts.
Up!
This ought to be really good.
But we have, you know, we have other body parts first. Things for 2013, we got stuck in our ear. Seed.
What kind of seed?
Just says seed.
This is a list of things that got stuck in your ear?
People's ears, yeah.
Okay.
From the ERs.
Oh, boy.
Paintbrush.
I can't hear a word you're saying.
With quotation marks, some balls.
What? Yeah, some.
Makeup brush.
Yeah, you got to cover it all.
Patient told parents that the cat stuck something in her ear. Gasoline. Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
Butterfly.
You can't get a butterfly in your ear.
I guess it went in someone's ear.
What'd you say, butterfly?
Can't hear you. Hershey's Kiss.
Mm.
Classmate put rock in ear, has piece of paper in other ear.
Oh, they're playing the game. I get it. I wonder who won.
So these are things that got people got stuck in their nose. Earplug, ironically.
That's funny.
Crayon.
Sure.
Plastic eyeball.
Oh,
heart-shaped gem, dime, penny, nickel.
Okay.
AA battery.
Wait, are we in the ass or the ear
this
now?
Is the nose.
Oh, the nose. Oh, my God, a dime in the nose?
Dime, penny, and a nickel.
Oh. All
those things. AA batteries.
Oh, boy.
Sponge.
That's long.
Yeah, it is long.
That's what she said.
Small decorative rock.
Oh.
Two erasers.
Two, each nostril?
I guess. Mulch?
Oh.
Ew.
Placed a bead in her nostril. Patient has no complaints.
Feels great.
These... Well, a bead really helped my sinus infection.
Nasal beads.
Really moved around and helped shit out.
These are things that got stuck in people's throat last year. Detergent pack. Whistle. Oh, no. Yeah. Engagement ring. That's unfortunate.
Oh.
Swallowed a quarter while taking a shower.
Wait, why did they swallow the engagement ring?
Don't
That's
know.
What I want
to... I think, you know, I think...
To get to the other side.
I think you might have done a weird news story about someone who stole a diamond from a store
and swallowed it.
Yeah. That might have been that person.
Oh,
that could have been,
stupid.
Yeah.
And I remember it was a Nubbins diamond, too. It was like a little tiny Nubbins.
Yeah, it wasn't...
Like $2,000 joint.
Yeah.
Swallowed a quarter while taking a shower.
Huh. Yeah, where are you going to put it when you're in the shower?
Doing a magic trick at school and swallowed a quarter. School logo magnet. Confetti. Screw. A taco. Ball of string. And lastly, a bee.
A bee.
All right. These are things that got stuck in penis.
Oh, I thought it was ass.
Well, we're getting to that.
Oh, this is in
Wait, in the peenie?
In peenie.
In peenie.
This is horrible.
Penis right. plug. 2030 magnetic buckyballs. Dice. Fish tank air hose. Antenna.
Naturally.
Sewing needle. We've talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
BB pellet.
Yeah.
Wide wooden dowel. Nail. Plastic pipe. Dental floss with beads. Wire. Marble. Embedded domino in penis to please the ladies.
Oh, my God.
Gosh. No, there's no way. They got some serious problems if that
Sounds
happened.
Sounds like 50 Shades of Grey.
All right, these are things that we're getting down to rectum. We're working our way down to rectum.
Rectum, here
okay.
we go.
But we now have things that got stuck in people's vagina.
Oh, great.
Glue stick. Barrette.
Nice beaver.
Small finger vibrator. It's still on.
Hey, what's that noise?
Toilet paper. I'm always afraid of that, by the way.
Wow.
Toilet paper.
Yeah. Long black object.
Okay.
Long black. Hmm.
Penis ring.
Oh, I guess that could happen.
Rivet.
Oh.
Worms coming out of pee-pee? Pinworms? Spoon.
Okay.
That was horrible.
Spoon.
Pencil eraser.
Oh, dude.
Plastic bottle of cream.
That won't take away all the
lid still on.
Huh.
Napkins and vagina to have sex during period. What?
Napkins.
What?
What?
No.
That's stupid.
No.
This is really horrible.
Just put a towel down and go for it.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
All right, and finally, things that got stuck in people's rectum in 2013.
All right.
Pencil. Pencils, plural. Shampoo bottle. Cologne bottle. Lotion jar.
Oh, gosh.
Soda can. Soda bottle.
Okay.
Flashlight.
Yeah, you can't see it. Yeah.
Bathtub stopper. Broken shot glass. Sock.
Huh.
Ice pack. End of curtain rod. Patient states he was experiencing an itchy rectum and inserted a remote control to scratch. Vibrator.
Wait a minute. Can I guess one?
Yeah, sure.
I feel like this has to happen.
Is this the card of the game of the month?
Light bulb.
Light bulb. Let's see. There's no light bulb here.
Oh.
Might have been last year.
Okay.
You want to guess another one?
I thought I had that one. No, I just thought... Okay.
You're kind of giving me some insight, Derek. Here we go.
No, I'm trying to
put
the list together.
Whatever. Okay.
I see a flashlight, light bulb. I was just thinking, strange shot glass.
It's close, though.
Yeah.
Vibrator.
Uh-huh.
Vibrator battery.
Of course.
Cover of vibrator. Tip of vibrator. Big purple dildo.
Yeah, that's
Yeah.
Patient states he got drunk and passed out at girlfriend's house, awoke with spoons and dildos in rectum.
I don't understand the spoons.
Whoa.
What's with the spoons?
I don't know.
That's,
does that feel good?
No.
I don't think so.
Lighter. Toy submarine.
Wow.
Toothbrush holder.
Ew.
Two halves of a bar of soap.
Okay.
Pool ball.
What? No way.
I guess so. And the last thing that got stuck in our rectums in 2013 is...
Okay.
Lit bottle rocket. It didn't go well.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. A bottle rocket?
Yes.
Yeah. That was like on... we had a weird news
pull
of that.
Pull up your pants.
Pull up your pants. So those are the things that happened to our genitals in 2013.
That's great.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the extent of the Hot Topic.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Hot Topic. Happy New Year, everybody.
Oh, wow. It's pretty special. But, wow.
Learn from your mistakes in 2013, people.
I guess so, yeah.
Don't put things up your orifices that don't belong there.
Yeah.
That's the name of the game. I mean, don't you think?
Yeah.
Sarah has nothing.
I don't have anything to say right now.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
I like to do a lot of things with my coochie.
Is Eve taking a nap?
Seems like it.
He is. He looks like he's exhausted. I mean, we were all up really late last night.
I thought he was going to...
I think James was up the latest. No, maybe Rod.
Eve is the human equivalent of a cat. He takes naps everywhere.
Yeah, I thought he was going to be... excited to see the visit of Santa Claus.
Oh.
To see how...
is that happening?
Post...
Is that happening?
Holiday Santa.
I don't know, did he text you?
Well,
sleep.
I think he's got... I think he didn't make it back to the North Pole yet.
Oh.
He's kind of a little delayed.
Did you get a text from him or something?
Yeah, he texted.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Cool.
You're on the VIP, D.
Well, yeah, he stops by every once in a while. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, so...
Do you think he's going to make it in time for the show?
Well, it's how much time we got left. What else do we have to do? I mean, I don't know.
We got seven minutes.
We got 10 minutes.
We got
no,
10 minutes?
Seven.
Yeah.
7 minutes?
No, it's 10.
All right.
It's 10. I don't know.
It's 10. Oh!
Oh, boy.
Well, who's that at the door?
I'll go. You know what?
You have to go get it, because I can. I'm stuck here.
I'll go get it.
I'm stuck.
I got it. I'll be right back.
All right. Who do you think's at the door, Sarah?
I
have no idea.
Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt just turned 50. You realize that? Can you believe
no,
that?
No, my God.
Oh, oh, look, it's Santa. Santa Claus is here. He's back. Oh, you look a little roughed up. You look rough.
Turn the music
off. Oh, we got to turn the music off again? Okay, we'll turn it down. Santa, you don't look too good.
Christmas. Time again. All right, but turn it off.
Is he still drunk?
Turn it off.
Wow.
Son of a bitch. Okay.
Wow.
Hey.
How are you?
Santa Claus here.
Hey, Santa.
Oh, boy.
Hi, Santa. I'm a little afraid of you.
Oh, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Sarah.
haven't met Sarah, have you?
Oh, have you been a good girl? Oh, it's New Year's, isn't it?
Santa.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
You gave me a voice recorder, a new version for my music lessons and stuff. Thank you so much for that.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Wow, that's a good gift, Santa.
I do what I can.
Did you get anything in exchange? Did Sarah leave you anything in the?
She did leave me a little bit of rum and cookies.
Nice.
What I'm looking for.
Nice.
I told all the kids. I told all the kids, I don't want the milk and cookies. Just hook me up with the ramen cookies.
Ramen cookies are good for Santa. How's Craisins?
Craisins is here?
Yeah.
Craisins is good. We're going to go, it's a little late of a trip. I was supposed to go back up to the North Pole.
Uh-huh.
But I just haven't been able to. I wanted to do the New Year's thing. I was over at Game On.
Yeah, so you're still hanging around Boston. You were Game On, Santa?
I was.
That's cool.
And then I went to the Cask and Flugin.
Uh-huh.
Cask
and Flugin?
I thought it was Cask and Flagon.
I'm pretty sure it's Cask and Flagon.
Same difference. Yeah. And then I woke up this morning at 5 a.m.
Did you wake up on a couch with your pants down?
No, they freaking locked me into this bar.
What?
No, I couldn't get
in. You might wake up on a couch with your pants down.
Yeah, no, but I couldn't get in. I couldn't get out.
Oh, you couldn't get in either, or out.
Yeah, no, so Crazins is good.
Okay.
And Fleasins.
How's Fleasins?
Fleasins reading the sleigh.
Who's Fleasins?
Well, Fleasins took over for Crazins to run the sleigh.
Crazins took over for Rudolph. Yeah. Because Rudolph was taking some PEDs.
Yeah, he couldn't make it. But, yeah.
I'm a little overwhelmed.
Well, Rudolph was taking performance-enhancing drugs, and he didn't pass the test.
Yeah,
like kind
you
of
know
Lance,
that story. Oh,
kind of a Lance Armstrong
time.
Bit, yeah.
That's right.
Whoa.
And then Crazins took over.
Yeah, we had to pull him last minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, 'tis the season. You got to perform.
So are you still tired from Christmas night delivering?
You know, it was crazy.
What did you do last night?
I was at the bar.
Oh, she was at the bars.
Having a good time.
Where's Mrs. Claus? Well, why isn't she upset that you're not home yet?
Well, like I said, we have an open relationship.
Oh, okay, that's right.
Yeah.
Did you get any action?
I got this one hottie, and then she's making fun of my long beard, and then next thing I know, it's 5 a.m., and I'm stuck in the bar.
Wow.
Oh, so you didn't go home with her or anything?
No, I just stuck in the bar all night.
Yeah,
I'm here.
So you were faithful. You've been
Santa Claus.
You've been faithful to Mrs. Claus so far this year.
I don't think so.
As much. This year?
Yeah, 2014.
Yeah, this year.
In the last several hours.
There was a 8 a.m. ordeal.
Oh.
I didn't tell you guys about.
Okay.
Oh, an 8 a.m. ordeal.
Well, maybe we'll leave that one as
she was a good girl. That's all. She'll get something special this year. You know what I mean?
And he sees when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake.
That's right. You remember that.
I do.
That's right. You're a good girl.
Yeah, I'm a good girl. Hey, whatever happened to my Furby? When do I get that?
Furby? I gave you that other gift, the candy cane.
I don't need that. I want the Furby.
You like that candy cane?
No. I haven't opened it yet. You keep talking about it.
Battery's not included. Okay. You know what? It's getting hot. I gotta go back up to the North Pole, cool off, and get ready for the next year of Christmas. This year of Christmas. Oh my goodness.
How long do you need to prepare for that? What do you gotta do?
All year. You know, we got the little Mexican elves.
No.
So,
that's so wrong.
So wait a minute.
Why are they Mexican? Elves are from the North Pole, aren't they?
Yeah, we got a good deal on these little Mexican kids.
That's terrible.
Oh, my God.
No, it's good.
So, wait a minute. Yes. You've already cheated on your wife this year.
No, we have a...
Douchebag!
Hey, what are you doing? No, we have an open relationship, me and Mrs. Claus. All right, whatever.
Douchebag!
Whatever. You're not going to get... You know what you're going to get?
Coal.
Yeah, you're going to get coal. You're not going to get a vibrating candy cane. You won't get your rocks off. You'll just get rocks. All right, I'm out of here. Whatever.
All right, bye, Santa.
Happy New Year.
New Year.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye, Santa.
See you later.
Careful
bye-bye.
On the way out.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah. Wow, that was Santa come by again.
Hey, what do you think about that? That Santa has an open relationship.
Well, you know, you can't judge. he does what he wants to.
That guy reeked like alcohol.
Oh, did he smell?
I don't know, man. I don't think he's coming back again for a while.
Oh, you don't?
I think hopefully that's it.
Aww.
Yeah.
Why? Do you think
he's
really going back home?
He keeps locking me outside and he reeked the alcohol and he had some weird... I don't know.
He had some cigarettes, too, honestly.
Yeah, he's got a problem, I think. Santa's not so clean.
He looks a little dirty, though.
I think he's got some trubs.
Some serious trubs.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, he does his job. It's a hard job. It's a high-pressure situation.
yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
I mean,
I think he had a hard night.
Kids all around the world and then, you know, grown-ups, too. I mean, that's a lot. That's a lot of delivering.
Yeah, all around
the
world.
All the chimneys and crap. I mean, that's like hard work.
Yeah, all that swist. What is that word?
Coom?
Coom?
Snast.
That's what I'm thinking of.
No, the snast is the burnt wick of a candle.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, right. That's so great.
Now you know what it's called.
We got to remove the snast from the candle.
You say.
Yeah.
Can you put the lid on the candle? The snast is smoking.
The snast is smoking.
Yeah.
The snast is smoking.
The snast is smoking. Or the snast. Cut the snast a little bit. It's too long.
Cut the snast.
Cut the snast is too long.
That's what she said.
Wow.
So now you have a new word you can use. You can use FUD, snast, coom, and snast. Snast is probably my favorite one, though.
Oh, yeah?
We ran out of steam all of a sudden?
I don't know.
It's late. It's what is it like?
The energy has gone way downhill.
Oh,
it's sometimes we're funny, sometimes we suck.
Everybody's ready to go to bed. It's New Year's
Day. It's New Year's Day. Yeah, we're totally done. I think
I've got some people to meet.
Do you have people to meet?
Yeah, I got places to go, people to meet. Apparently, we're gonna eat again in like four and a half hours, something like that.
What are you eating?
What are you gonna have?
We're going to a pub. How about that?
Okay.
Can't say where we're going because I know that people are gonna be stalking.
90 seconds.
Like Santa for your vagina.
Oh.
That sound clip didn't make any sense to me at all.
No, it didn't make any sense to me either.
But it is like Santa for your vagina, I guess. I don't know. Whatever. It's the, what's that product called again? The Hello Flow.
The Hello Flow.
Hello Flow.
That's right.
What is that, a pad for women?
No, every month they send you your feminine essentials and some candy.
It's like a
PMS
seconds.
Thing.
Yeah,
that's kind of brilliant.
It's a period service.
That's kind of brilliant.
Anyway,
it's a period piece.
It's a period piece. Anyway, thanks
it's
for
a period piece.
Thanks for joining
that.
Us today. Thanks for our guest.
Oh yes,
Sarah.
And I love
that
couch.
Manscaping.
Thanks. Manscaping. Thanks. We learned a lot today, didn't we?
I did.
Sarah and James and Eve who's sleeping.
Derek
they
and Chris.
Hey.
Yeah.
And join us on Sunday when we come back.
Sunday, another show.
I feel like it's like a million shows this week.
Just three.
I could do it every day, couldn't you?
Oh, you could do it every day. Some people do, right?
Yeah.
It's good times.
Can you imagine?
All
right. Well,
with major sponsorship.
That's right. Yeah.
52 or more.
You two can be a sponsor.
2014. Race negotiable.
Oh, Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year.
Bye bye.
Happy New Year.
10 seconds.
This is the Darren and Kay Show.